God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And, well, what a blessing. You know, as you knew, we had decided, there's another one.
No?
Okay. So as you know, about a year ago, we all talked about going to Florida as a family. And it was in the planning for over a year. And obviously everybody took care of themselves, like with Danny and Amber and Carl and Carly and Leanne and Nick. Me and Lawrence agreed to get the villa, but obviously everybody else had to have flights, spending money, hired cars. And in that one year, every day I would lift it to God and my vision and my confession, we are going. This will happen. And so we are back now. We had a wonderful 2 weeks. My whole heart's desire, because obviously Carl lives in Wells now, and we don't very often get to see the baby. She's two. And it's a good 4-hour journey there and back. So, you know, and then with their work commitments, and obviously she goes to nursery as well, so it was hard to pin down time. So, real blessing to spend 2 weeks with our granddaughter, and with Carl, and with Carly. All lived in the house for 14 of us, lived in the villa for 2 weeks, and what a blessing. Like, just seeing those kids. Like, Grace had a thing for Dre. She loved Dre, followed him everywhere. But they all got on so well. They enjoyed every day, doing different things, seeing different things. Even though it was really hot, you know, they were real good with the heat and just really appreciated just spending that quality time together. And then it just reminded me of our relationship with God, and that God comes first in everything that we do. There's no denying that. But we also know that, you know, He is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And that as we go to Him with a pure heart, that we have desires, and He can bring those desires to pass. With God, nothing, and I truly mean nothing, is impossible. But again, there's a condition to where your faith is. And so when we continue not looking at the world, not listening to what the world promotes and what the world is saying, but when we really, and this is the serious part, right? If you don't hear anything else, this is so vitally important to take to your heart, that no matter what the world says, God is bigger. He's a living God. And He says that nothing pleases Him more than faith. And so we get things, we get attacks, we get different things said to us, we read it in the news or we hear it from hearsay. But it doesn't denote that God isn't living. It doesn't denote that God isn't bigger. God is bigger than all of this. And so whatever you desire, right, everybody has a desire. And I'm not saying that that desire is going to come to pass tomorrow. Like it didn't, the Florida trip didn't come to pass in one day. It took planning, it took preparation, it took getting detailed, booking the villa, booking flights, booking the dogs, you know, saving for your spending money. And in between all that, the other things that are going on, and as you know, like Danny had problems with his van, Amber had problems with her car. A couple of days before we left, in fact I think it was one day, Nick's clutch went on his car. Like the adversary will do everything to try and hinder your desires. But again, God is bigger. And so I said to Nick, because obviously Danny and Amber have got full faith and they got it all sorted. But I said to Nick, you know, don't let it rob you. It's a clutch. It's not the end of the world. Yes, it's right on top of your holiday. But don't let it steal from you. Now, that was, those words were quite 5 cents, because sometimes that's how you have to speak to people. But it all came, it all worked out. And afterwards he said to me, you know, you were right not to stress about it all. Then again, little bits you can introduce. You can bring God into the picture. Right? He knows what we're about. We've known him for like 20 years. He knows what we're about. And he sees it. But again, it's down to that faith. It's down to the believing. Right? And when you have been bombarded for years and years and years with negatives and bad thoughts and people hurting you and ripping you apart, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But God never, ever gives up on anyone. And so spending those 2 weeks and seeing and hearing, you know, because everybody talked. There was no getting away. We were there with Lawrence, so he's going to hear about God whether you want to or not. Everybody spoke about God. Even Carly. And even Edith, Danny was teaching her the song, I want to clap, 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 I want to snap, snap. And it was brilliant. And she said it was her favourite song of all time. So, you know, again, having that faith. Relying on God, knowing that nothing is impossible. Like, yeah, we can say to you, well, you know, it took a year for this. But we planned it for a year. We could have done it sooner. But obviously we had things to take into account. We had the children breaking up from school. You know, they bring laws in this country for everything nowadays. So if your children aren't at school, they can fine you. And still the fine is not huge. It still benefits people to go away on holiday and to come back and pay a £120 fine. It's ridiculous, really. Like, everything's ridiculous. But God's not ridiculous, and God is the one. You know, he's the one that brought all these things to pass and blessed my heart just to be with our family. Like, we haven't had a family holiday like that with all three kids. Was it, what you worked it out, was it 21 years? 21 years. And then we were there, we arrived on the Thursday, we were late arriving. Friday we went shopping, and we had a surprise visitor. Van turns up on the Saturday, and we had a barbecue, and we had fellowship. And again, we have nothing to hide. Come on in, Van, there's 14 of us. And we introduced the whole family. And we had great fun and great laughter, and we were just ourselves. But such a blessing to be with my kids. I think it was 21 years since we had a holiday with all five of us together. But this was even a bigger blessing, because it wasn't just our kids, but it was their partners. Like, Amber's like my best friend, and then you got Nick, and then you got Carly, you know, who are married to our kids. And then you got the grandchildren. And even though Dre, Kiki and Jadel aren't my grandchildren, they're treated like grandchildren. I love those kids to bits. And, you know, they are part of the family. They really are part of the family. And, like, it was just so lovely to see their faces and how they enjoyed everything. And then I thought about God and how God sees our faces. You know, when he blesses us, when he enriches us, when he brings our desires to pass. And what joy he must have when he sees us blessed. And see, it all has a knock-on effect. It really does. But it always starts first and foremost with our relationship with God. And that there are people that just want to fellowship, that's fine. There are people that are lonely and just want to fellowship, that's fine. But, you know, in Matthew it says that the laborers, those pure laborers are few. Why? Because we're all different types of people. Some people want a fellowship, but they don't want to be a leader. That's fine. That it really is fine. But whatever the desire is in your heart, today's the day to start running with it. Has God put a desire in your heart? What's your desire with God? What's your walk? How can you have that strong relationship with God and start reaching out, moving out You know, we can be all inward, but there has to be outreach. Because you receive, 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 you retain, retain. You have to release at some point. Because otherwise, if you're just retaining, you're just filling your head with knowledge. And yeah, that's great for some people, but, you know, you want to be able to release what you're learning. And you get so blessed when you start sharing and encouraging. And sometimes we have to grow a pair. You know, get that boldness to speak. Recognizing when God's saying, you know, speak to this person. This person needs to hear. It's not that you've got to go around talking to everyone, but when you're inspired, just speak. Let it rip. Because people could be sat there crying out. And if we're all this in reach, they're not going to get to hear. We have to get bold enough to speak and to give the testimonies and to share the sharings, all the teachings that you have. You know, all this is a benefit. Why? So we can outreach with it. It's not that we can sit and hoard it to ourselves. Each one win one. Grab yourself a labourer. Pray for a labourer. Because God will give you that labourer. Keep praying. Don't let off that foot pedal. You know, if you're driving a car and you're going down the motorway or the dual carriageway and you take your foot off the pedal, it's just going to slow down and stop. And God's saying, keep moving, because those that take their foot off the gas, their faith gets hindered and they stop. And then they wait. And you could be sat there waiting for a very long time. So keep it moving. Keep on fire. Let God illuminate that spirit within so that you are contagious, so that you are reaching out to others, that others can see that Holy Spirit living within you. They can see there's something different about you and they want to know. And truly, they will want to know. You know, on the way home, oh, we couldn't even make it up, I'll tell you. But the flight was delayed, something to do with air traffic control. And I'm outside and I'm on the phone trying to get through to American Airlines to try and get a hotel for the night because the flight wasn't going to be till the next morning. And it's ringing and it's ringing and it's ringing. And then all of a sudden this guy says to me, black guy comes out and he's just outside, sat down on the seat. And he said to me, I'm grateful to be alive. Well, that was it then. I'm still ringing on the phone. I thought, no, and I cut that off. And I said, oh, I got a song about grateful. And I said, have you heard of Daniel Stay? And I got the song up and he listened to the song. And he said, wow. He said, I'm going to put that on my playlist. He said, where are you from? I said, oh, I'm from England. And what's your name? I said, oh, it's Kim. He said, oh, wow. He said, my mum's name's Kim. He said, I'll never, ever forget the day that I met you and how you gave me that song. He said, and it's on my playlist. I will not stop playing it. And again, it was just, he loved God. We had a conversation about God and it was all great and he was just really blessed. And I said, I'm ever so sorry, but I'm trying to get through to American Airlines. I said, we all need to find a hotel for the night. He said, well, God will make that happen, girl. Ma'am, he called me ma'am. God will make that happen, ma'am. And I said, he sure will. So, you know, we have opportunities all the time. No matter what we're doing, what we're saying, what's going on. Because that was a bit of an upset. But we finally got it all sorted. And again, I don't get anxious. You know, just, okay, God, you need to take care of this. You know, there was 9 of us. You know, needing somewhere to stay. 9 of us needing to get from a airport to a hotel. We had a 2-year-old baby. We had a 7-year-old. We had an 11-year-old. And then you had the 6 adults. So, you know, but again, it all got taken care of. And then they were trying to give us these really bizarre flights, like from Orlando to Miami, Miami to Philadelphia, Philadelphia to Boston, and Boston to Heathrow, and we're like, no, no. And then they wanted to put us on economy. And we said, no, Like, we didn't pay for economy. We're not going on economy. But eventually they got it sorted and we flew from Orlando to Chicago and Chicago home. So it was great. And again, you know, if we had allowed that right at the very end of the holiday to trouble us, then it would have stole from us. And the only person that steals from you is the devil. And if you allow it, you're going to be bogged down. So the devil doesn't steal from me. You know, it didn't faze me. I still drove from the airport home even though I was so tired. And I stayed awake, emptied the car, done the suitcases, and I was saying, God, I am staying awake. I think I had 20 minutes on the sofa, but I am staying awake. I want to get back onto English time the best I can. And that night I went to bed and I woke up the next morning at 6:15 and it was just like I was back in English time. And so anything, right, anything is possible with God. All we have to do is watch what we say. That's all that counts. Say what you want, not what you see or feel or hear. And I'll tell you what, God is rooting and backing you 100% to make that come to pass. So bless your hearts.
Well, that was fantastic, love. Well done. You're absolutely learning, aren't you? Well done.
Thank you, Lawrence. And that was what you would call a spiritual mouthful. What a perspective on what God has given us, like you just presented. Everything so much based on God's grace. We can't do anything by our own power, by our own strength, by our own knowledge, by our own background, by what we have learned, inherited, come up with, or thoughts, anything. It's all by God. It's all by God. His grace is really something else. I can't really fathom it because it's so huge. It's so powerful. It's so enormous. Paul told Timothy that he should be strong in the grace. What does that mean? I mean, strength is something that you built in your body. Physical, yeah. But that's not how we walk with God. Not by our physical strength. It's by His power, by His ability, what He has given us, the way He has prepared us, the way He has equipped us. And it's all that spirit within us that gave us what we need, that gave us the ability, that gave us the power, the right. So, yeah. That's how we are strong in the spirit, in the grace that God has given us. Some of you might have noticed that Friday, 6 days ago, the King of Norway fell asleep. And Norway has been kind of more, mourning? In the sad state since then. So that everything that has been sent on the news and in the television has been based on his life. And as thought I knew the king. I know, I mean, not knew him. I knew about him. But the thing is that when things like this happen, they bring back everything that he'd done, everything that he did, and it builds quite a picture of the man, of the old man who died. And one thing that I actually had forgotten, which took place 30 some years ago, 92, back in 92, I believe it was. It was a situation where the Norwegian state and the Norwegian church are separated. It was intertwined in the regard to the state. You know, it was very close relations between the two, systems. But at that point, it got separated, which means that the Norwegian constitution needed to be considered, reconsidered. And very soon after, the king, the one who just passed away, he said that he wanted stipulated in the Norwegian constitution that the king of Norway or the queen should be a Christian believer, so that it should be written down, and it was so that the Christian idea of way of living should be continued, and he should then also be the head of the church. I mean, you can say many things about this, and that lots of comments have been said about that. But what I'm getting at is his stand, his point of reference was that he looked to God, and there was very many situations that that it has come up now during these days where he actually did that. And he has publicly praised God, and I mean, I never heard a man manifest speaking tongues or speaking by the Spirit, but still, he was a good man. He did what was best for the people. Why am I saying all this? Well, the thing is that you learn things by history, and you learn things actually often after these people have left. So also, with no other comparison, what about Jesus Christ? We knew him, we have read about him, and we read the Gospels, and we have read prophecies about him in the Old Testament onwards. And you know that he made some quite great statements and decisions that set the standard for his life, the way he conducted his life, and the way he presented himself in regard to other people. Well, he said that I can't do anything by myself. It's by God's power I do what I do. It's by God's words I say what I say. Everything that he did was based on God's power, on God's fulfilling him, on God's agenda. And same way we have been filled, same way we have been equipped. The thing is that Jesus Christ, every time he came in a situation where he had to decide, he always decided in favor of God. We know from way back that we have been told that we have free will. Yes, we do. One of the greatest things God ever gave us was free will. Otherwise, we would have been robots, and God dictating us. It's not that way that you can love someone if you are being dictated to it. You love someone because it's a situation that brings this love to the person, or to God in our situation, that has fulfilled us, given us, and overwhelmed us by his grace, his power, his abilities, and his sonship rights that we have been given. Everything that we have been given is from God. So yes, we have been given also free will to do whatever you want to do. So I can say, well, today I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to leave God behind for this day, part of the day, and then I'm going to go back to God this afternoon. Not always very smart. Not ever very smart. Try to put that the other way around. We have free will to do what we want. What about if I say I have free will to do what God wants? I have the free will to do what God wants me to do. Gives a different perspective, doesn't it? It gives the focus on God, not on me. It gives the focus on what God has given me to do, what abilities I've been given to do what he wants me to do, the power that he has enriched me with, so that I can walk with him, so that I can fulfill his desires in my life, so that I also can say, the things that I do because God wants me to. The things that I say because God wants me to. That's my will to decide that. We have been given so many great things. We have been given future, safe future. Lawrence just touched on it when it comes to what the future holds. And we know that we are in the safe harbor on that day. And I honestly look forward to the day Christ comes back. I so badly do. I still got things that I'd like to do. But I'm not going to push that and say that I want to do that first. I'd rather do what God wants me to do. So if that means Christ comes back first and I didn't get to do all these things, fine with me. Because Christ's arrival is much better than all these things I would like to do. Anyways, so, yeah. There are wonderful things in store for us. And every time we step according to what God's desire for us is, there's always a blessing ahead of us. There's always a next step blessing, and next step a blessing. And when we walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, we know that we are blessed. We know that we are well taken care of. We know that we are in a safe harbor. So, yeah. That's what came to my heart. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Lawrence, for asking me to share. And this is what I had. So have a
wonderful day. Awesome, mate. That's really wonderful sharing, Carmel. And yeah, I did recognize about your king, you know. And in fact, I was going to message you about it and totally forgot and got distracted off with something else. But yeah, I did know that he fallen asleep. And but it's like you said, we can learn from people's lives, and it all comes out afterwards, doesn't it? You know, you know, the stand and the standards and stuff like that, and the things that people have done and achieved without anybody really knowing the high accolades of what they've done. So, but we know about our Lord Jesus Christ and what he done, and that now we got this life that we're now living. So yeah, bless your heart, bro. My love to you, as always, and also Britt and your wonderful children and believers there with you. God bless your heart. Thank you for sharing. And so next, I know Becky's got children there. So, Becky, we want to hear Darcy share and Alfie. We're not interested in you. Just Darcy and Alfie. No, I'm joking. Go on, Becky, you share, sweetheart.
Hello. And God bless you. Thanks. Hello and God bless you all, and wonderful name Jesus Christ. And today is a real great day, and I'm so thankful to God, you know. What was on my heart to share today was really prayer, and to remember to pray at every point, you know, everything that we're doing. The last couple of mornings I've just been sat and I've been listening to, there was a sharing that Lara done, and I listened to that yesterday morning, and then I was just sat and I was just praying, and I was speaking in tongues and, you know, doing the things that the fundamentals that God has really encouraged us to do. And seeing the power of prayer is really, you know, amazing. How God really does work, and he does answer us, you know, even the little things that we may miss during the day. We know what God is doing behind the scenes. We don't know how much power, but we can really understand and we can see how God works when we're praying for things personally. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, these little miracles that God is just doing, the little things that God does for each and every one of us, it, you know, we could see, you know, it could be little to you, but it could be so big to me. You know, what could just be so small could actually have really done something so great for someone else. And, you know, I feel very blessed for how God is just working certain things out. You know, there's even certain questions that are being asked right now that really has blessed me. Because I'm like, you know, God is working in the midst, in the background. And I wouldn't have actually thought that the questions coming up, the questions would have even, you know, entered people's minds, which are really, really great. And it just shows how God is working. I'm becoming very hungry for certain things, just for knowledge, for when people ask me, for me to understand. So then I can be, okay, established, and then I can, you know, then give people, established for me, but also then I can give people the information that they need, but within faith. I was speaking to someone this week, and I was just saying, you know, everything needs to be of faith. Everything needs to be positive. How we come across, you know, to people about certain things, you can't give people the fear-based. You need to give people faith. You know, you can show people that, yes, this is happening, etc., this may happen, but how you come across and how you explain, sometimes I don't massively explain things the way that I feel or the way that it may enter my mind. I'm really praying for it because it feels like how I speak in my mind, sometimes it doesn't come out of my mouth the same way. I'm really recognizing the attitude and the way we speak and the way we, you know, present ourselves is like God is just really working great things because he has such a huge, you know, purpose for each and every one of us. And if we want to be the ones, you know, it's God through us, but if we want to be the ones to really show people, you know, who God is, you know, God is love and God is light and he will bring you from any situation. Any dark situation, you have not got to fear. You do not need to be scared. You know, God is our hope. We are so, so blessed to know God. We are so, so, we are of a few of the world, you know, that really have that knowing of, you know, of God. We don't need to fear. And I can imagine there come a lot of people, you know, I see someone who is within my life. Very confused, very lost, you know, and so what do I do? What do I do? Sit back and watch? Sit back, get involved? You know, no, I speak up. I wait for God. I definitely wait for God to fill me and to be, sometimes things happen and they can, you know, if something happens and someone may hurt you as such or something, we can either act carnally or we can act spiritually. And when things happen, if we look at it carnally and we take the hurt or we take the person, how they've spoken or the actions of that person, then, you know, the adversary can really twist. Or we can just make that hurt continuous. But if we step back and we look, You know, we look and we pray. We pray for these people. That's the heart of God. Okay, I'm not very happy with the situation here. But what's God given us? The power of prayer. So we pray for the people. And God then really softens your heart. He very much has softened my heart. And you may feel a little bit annoyed at first. But if you just stop for that minute and say, you know, it's not, how is this person's life? How are they active believer? Are they, you know, how are they, who is the influence around them? Are they getting the right words? And if you just feed into, well, they've hurt me and they've said this and they've done that or they've done that, you're acting in a carnal way. And God is working some real great things in my mind. Because before, if anything like this was happened, I could be quite fiery as such. And, but God is really working some great things. Like, okay, just sit back and okay, this person is clearly not okay right now. But that's okay. Don't say anything. You don't need to then say, you know, how they may have made you feel, because then that could upset them even more. It's not that we're pushovers, but really watching and looking. There's been a few things in the past few weeks, and I just sat back and really kept my mouth shut, and which is quite, I've had a moan, maybe to, you know, to Jack. I may have had, you know, a moan to it, but to that person generally, I've just come back. Because that is the way that God, and prayed. Because that's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be the difference. He doesn't want us to be like the world. The world could feed into negativity. They could feed this person, etc., has done, and, you know, has said that. If I continued, you know, if I started, not even continued, because I didn't even say, I haven't said anything, you know, but if I continued in a carnal way like I would have been, I could have really done a bit of damage that person didn't need right then and there. So it's really recognizing ourselves, recognizing, you know, how God is working these tiny little things that are, you know, it's the little patterns, the little habits that you build every day that's going to make a huge difference to your life. And it's recognizing, what habits am I building? What is it, you know, today was the first day I've had off in 6 weeks. You say had off, it sounds, but I haven't been with my children. You know, apart from one day, but every day, because, you see, 7 weeks actually, because they've been obviously off of school. And this morning I woke up and I chose a sat with God, and, you know, done a few bits with God, gave God my day, etc. And then I thought to myself, well, I need to really have a practical day here. We have done so much over the holidays, and the house, you know, many things have just been broken around the house, and there's been, you know, just, it was so hectic in there. So I just chose this morning, I was so dedicated to everything, all the clothes back, you know, being on holiday, living out in suitcases, consistently here, there and every day, everything was just like, and I had a plan in my head and I just on with it. And you know, when you clean up your space, as Phil Lawrence and Keith, especially Kim, have always been, you know, a very great encouragement of this, that you clear your space, etc. And really, I felt settled. Actually, I didn't want to do anything until that was done. And I knew, and it took me a fair few hours this morning. I don't even think I think it took me like 4 hours this morning just to, you know, sort the clothes, do the wardrobes because you've got a new wardrobe, chuck the wardrobes out. Oh, it's just, but it felt so good. So it's really about recognizing these little things that are really going to make such a difference to you. You know, no, it's not about feeling, but yeah, we want a clear mind. Yes, we do want our space to feel good. We do want our environment to be good. We don't want to be around the wrong people. We don't want to be repeating the negative and saying the negative and, you know, bringing people down. But it first starts with you. You're the one. It starts with you to say, okay, I'm the one that can help this whole environment. I'm the one who can, you know, really nip certain things in the bud or, you know, really just be that example in the small habit patterns. So really remembering that, okay, what am I building today? I build today is going to build my future. What I'm saying today is going to build my future. I had a real great, you know, when I have my one-on-ones on my phone, maybe a little bit later than that, but yes, you know, when I have my one-on-ones on my phone, then there's just really, there's really detailed things that get spoken out, which actually I grab so much and I get and I just, you know, those, you know, one word from God can completely change your life. And see those little things and those little habits and the little things that you do and really watching what's coming in and watching what's going out of your mouth. And it just really, really works when you dedicate, when you discipline yourself. Discipline yourself in the things that really do truly matter, because I sit and I think, you know, when there is going to be a time, and the times are so evident, but when there is going to be a time that maybe that how I may, I need to, I don't want to speak because I don't know what's going to happen. Not a lot of people do on that, but what I'm trying to say, but this, when that, the times do get darker, the most important thing, the most important thing for everyone on this earth is what we're doing now. Because, you know, this is the most important job. The most important job is getting people to understand this is how, you know, every person can get through. We have the words, we have the way. You know, we have such a great, God has really given us such great things that we can share with people and really give them the hope, really give them the knowing, really, and I'm just so thankful, so, so thankful. So anyway, that's what we want to share this week. God bless you.
God bless you all, Peggy. That's
great.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, great sharing, my love. And, you know, and I know that you're pretty active with God in the day and in the morning. And you're not beating Bam, though, but you're doing good. You know, keep going. You might catch up with him. No, you're doing really good. Just keep going. And it's great how you navigate the last 3 years, or the last couple of years, how you've navigated the 6 weeks holiday. Because that was a nightmare for you, wasn't it?
But I can remember the first 6 weeks holiday. Like, just, it's got a lot easier. It's got a lot, like, this has been the best 6 weeks holiday we've had.
Yeah.
But we've been on holiday so much, you know, we've done a lot. We've been able to, Jack took the pressure off with the kids so much. A lot of the days, Darcy or Alfie, it would have rotated, if obviously we weren't out and about, they would go to work, which was just a choice of them. I would have never said, like, they wanted to go because they just enjoyed it, and it was just, yeah, God really done some really great things. And I see his grace over me, over, you know, our life. It's just amazing. He is so amazing. Like, and I really don't understand how people don't believe in God. Not that everyone is doing it, it's not on here, but I really don't get it. I don't understand how people, yeah. I do, yeah. Anyway, I'll be quiet.
people don't understand how we do believe in God. So it's like, well,
yeah, it's mad.
But yeah, great sharing, love. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
I'll see you tomorrow for our one-on-one. And God bless you. And God bless you. So you're 12, aren't you? That's correct, yes.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. It's 12.
On the dot.
Might
be about 4:15, you never know. Half past, you never know.
See. All right. God bless you. Bye. Right, okay. With that, thank you, Becky. I'd like to ask Amber. Amber, are you able to share now?
Hello, guys. Yes, live.
Darling, God bless. Take it away, sweetheart.
Thank you. So no Danny tonight, guys. He's working late, and he's actually staying an hour and a half away. It was a job that he committed to before we went away, and so that was the plan. So thank God that he's happy and blessed, and he'll have a nice early finish tomorrow. So he sends his love. But I am so thankful to God to be on here, to be with you all. So wonderful to see all your faces and all your little pictures. Obviously, we've not been on for a few weeks. We have been on a great adventure with God. Tim touched on it a little bit at the beginning, and truly it was a great time. For me, I felt like it was a reset. It was a reset for me and my vision and my desire. It was a great time to be with the family. And to really just be together, you know, and be that light, be that witness, be that encouragement when the time was needed, and to really just have a great time one with another. And so, yeah, like I just felt it was a great reset. We came home. When we came back from Miami in May, we found it really hard to get back into the time zone of the UK. But this time it was very easy. This time we just prepared our mind. It was going to be good. It was going to be easy. We stayed awake, like Kim stayed awake, and we just got on with it. And it's been great. And it's been a real great few days, getting back into the routine, getting back into the things here. Children go back to school on Monday. So obviously there's been lots going on, getting school uniforms and, many different things. So I give God glory and praise for our wonderful life, for all of our life, and how he's with us in every situation. And things may seem really busy at times or really quiet at times, but it's knowing that God really is with us. And I got greatly encouraged by the conversation Lawrence and Ethel was having at the beginning, in regards to the fellowship and people and laborers. And Ethel, you said something, and it was, you know, that I'll stay faithful, I'll stay focused. Again, that's all God wants from us, from all of us, is to stay faithful, to stay focused, to be dedicated to the things he has for our life, not to be tossed with every wind of doctrine or tossed with the distractions or the discouragement going on in the world, but being fully established in that faith that is within us, being fully established in the plan God has for our life. And he says that he knows the plan he has for us, right? He knew them plans before the foundation of the world. He knew each and every one of us and our walk and our life. And he has so much grace and favor on our life. And as we just walk with him, he shows us great things. He humbles us. He teaches us, all for the empowerment of him in his kingdom, so that those people who are hungering and thirsting can be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, because our life will stand out and be a witness. So yes, we stay fully focused on God no matter what's going on. We've got the responsibility and the accountability for our walk and for how we're standing and what we're doing with God. And then that's what we have to do, like be focused, because we know it's right. Just like a camera lens, if you're taking a picture and it's not got a good focus, you're not going to get a very clear picture. But when that lens is focused and is zoomed in, you can image a perfect masterpiece, and you can take that shot, and that shot can last a lifetime. And it's the same with God. He just says, you know, just come to me. I'll help you. I'll help you refocus. I'll help you realign, and then just keep moving. Just stay faithful. As long as we stay faithful and we stay committed, no matter what storms come, no matter what comes, we will stand strong. We will stand bold, and we will be full of great wisdom. Great things will happen in our life, and great things is happening in each and every one of our lives. We are also blessed. We are highly favored, seated on the right-hand side of God. And there is no storm, there is no distraction that is bigger than God. And he is after those ones that are really going to turn their hearts to him and that want to live the life that he has planned. And that life is prosperous, healthy, full of desire and vision and hope. But again, like Lawrence shared, not just for us, but so the world can be reconciled back to God. So people can know that there is a hope, that there is a truth, that there is an excitement and joy and peace in believing our Heavenly Father God. You know, this isn't a religious tick box or a religious stance or just trying to be the good person. This is life in living with God, full of faith, having the highest expectation, knowing God will deliver us from all our infirmities. He already has done that. Knowing it's God that will always make a way for us to escape. Knowing it's God that made us the head and not the tail, victorious. And again, we are unmovable. We are mover and shakers of our locations, of our areas. And it's great. It's great. And for me, being on that vacation and coming home and how God's just been building great images within my heart and my mind, we have our home fellowship starting up again on Monday. So I really look forward to that and what God's going to do. You know, we haven't ran it for a few weeks because we've been away. So it's really great to be able to see Keely and my nephew who's on here, Mitchell, will be there. And, you know, just watching God bring those people. And as the people come, we just encourage. We just give the heavenly words, those words that are going to bring insight, those words that are going to bring deliverance, those words that are going to bring hope. And the great thing is those words come from God. When we're walking by His Spirit, He gives the words. He gives the right direction, the vision, like we receive on here. And God is wanting us to be fully established, like fully blessed and fully knowing that His promises are real. And what He's promised will come to pass if you faint not, if you don't become weary, if you don't get distracted and bummed out because of silly little things, but you keep moving in faith, knowing that the God who created the heavens and the universe is with you, is for you, and He's leading you, and He won't even let you bump into a stone. He will protect you wherever you are. But our focus has to be Him. You know, our heart has to be turned to Him. Our mind has to be God and God only. And when we're in that position, when we're in that place, then everything falls into place. Everything just works out. The favor is just apparent. The grace is apparent. The truth is apparent. And we then get to walk in that grace and truth, just like Jesus Christ. Because none of us are better than the other one. We all got different things that go on at times. And that's where the love and the humility works. That's where we walk in that love. And sometimes, and most of the time, love isn't just trying to say nice words to someone. Love can be correcting. Love can be humbling. You know, love is patient. You know, love is presented in many ways. But God will work that out in every situation. So, yeah, life is good. Life is blessed. We are great and happy, excited for the future, excited for what God is going to do. And I'll just share a testimony with you. So when we were in Florida, when we landed in MCO Airport, we went to locate our car. And by the time we landed and got off the plane and everything, it was quite late and we were a little bit past the time of being able to pick the car up. But we proceeded to go and get this car anyway. And we stood outside and we're waiting for the shuttle. And I'm ringing and ringing and ringing this company and there's no answer. And time is ticking and we just felt like, what are we going to do? I looked at Danny. We'd had a really long day traveling. You know, we've got three children who want food and they want to just settle. And we've got no car. It's late, it's hot, and where's the car? So anyway, I just felt inspired to get an Uber to our hotel and to sort it in the morning. You know, I just thought, okay, we'll just sort it tomorrow. It'll be fine. Let's just go and rest and get refreshed. So the next day we woke up and Danny, I've rang the car company and they're not answering. So Danny has decided to get an Uber to the car place. And they have said, unfortunately, because we were late, that the car is now no longer available and they won't be able to issue us a car. And Danny said, but I got three children, you know, we're supposed to be traveling to the other side of Orlando. I need this car. And he said, well, I'm sorry, and I only have one other car available, but it's going to cost like $3,500 plus a deposit. So Dan is ringing me and I said, you just have to leave. Don't worry about it. Like at this time, we were both a little bit frustrated because nobody wanted to help. People were putting the phone down on us. It was just, yeah, it was just uncomfortable at the beginning of our trip. So he comes back to the hotel and we just decided to sit and pray. We were like, let's just pray about it. Let's just bring God's peace into our heart, into our mind. Let's not let our heart be troubled. You know, we brought the kids involved. We said, see kids, watch God come through and it'll all be okay. So then in the meantime, after we prayed and got things sorted, I started to look for a few different car companies within Orlando. And I found this one that seemed reasonable priced and we get there. So I paid for it online. It was like $300 and something. But then when we got to this little hut thing. It's so funny. I was expecting to see like this big car organization, but it was just this little kind of hut. And we've gone in and he said, okay, well, this has got to be added. This has got to be added. This has got to be added. And at the end, there was a bill for like $1,300. We were like, why? Why is this so much? We've already just paid for the vehicle. And he went on to say it'd be for tolls and insurance and... So we just looked at each other and just like, do it, you know, but we knew that was a big chunk of our money. That was a big chunk of our holiday money that we had brought, taken on the first day. So we weren't blessed, you know, we weren't blessed. We were like, this is not okay. But again, we continue to move forward. We just continue to say we're going to enjoy our holiday. Nothing's going to stop us from enjoying our holiday. God is faithful and we're blessed. And so anyway, we paid for the car and we got in the car and we decided to go to the villa. We waited on Lawrence and Kim and a couple of days went by, you know, the exact amount of money that we paid for the car to the exact amount was given straight back. Like it was God just gave it. It was just there. It was just given to Danny and it was sent. And I was just blown away by God and his release, you know, and his empowerment because nobody knew that was going on, you know, not even Lawrence and Kim knew that was going on. We didn't even discuss it that much. Nobody knew what had happened. It was just us. But God knew, and God knew what we needed, and God knew the impact that that would have had on us and our vacation. And God, he always makes a way for us to escape. He always delivers us from the things that try to affect us. Like before we went, there was problems with the van. But hallelujah, we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah, we trust in the living God with all our heart. And we don't look at what we can see, but we look on God who we can't see, who's our hope, who's our deliverer, who's our peace, who's our comfort, who's our provider, who's our source, who's our everything. So anyway, it was like really cool. It was really great. It was really like, wow, God, again, another opportunity to praise you, another opportunity to see your faithfulness, you know, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we carried on and we had a really great holiday. The car went back, we returned home and that was that. So again, guys, like God knows the ins and outs of our heart. He knows what we need. He sees everything. And there could be many things that we think we want, but God knows we don't need them. There are many things that we might pray for or what we may want, but actually they could be a distraction. Or they could be a hindrance, you know, they could be a blockage in our faith, in our walk, or it could bring unwanted things to us. So God knows, and he knows everything, and as long as our confidence and trust is in him always, and not on our circumstances, not on the people around us, but on him, then he's able to lead us and guide us into all truth, and we don't have to fear, we don't have to worry. Yeah, we may feel uncomfortable at times, and we may feel like there's a battle going on at times, but we've already been delivered from it. We just stay humble. We stay meek, we stay hungry, really, really hungry, listening with intent, listening with desire, listening for those words that God needs you to hear so that it's going to build, continue to build on that flame, continue to build on your faith and set you free and so you can set others free. So yeah, God is good. It's going to be a great few months. I will be praying for all of your fellowships and for all of your desires and you continue to pray for mine and Danny too and we'll all move forward in faith. With great excitement, under great leadership, you know, under great doctrine, great teaching, because all of us cannot deny the things that God has done in our life. In the position I was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, to now, and even a year ago, even 6 months ago, it's continuously growing, it's continuously faith building, and God is the center of all of it. So let's give him praise, and let's thank him, and have a wonderful, great night and week, and I love you very much. God bless.
That was wonderful, and the great testimonies as well. I've got to come through and all those things. And obviously we're privy to it because he was telling us at the time and we were with you. But God is really good how he takes care of us. You know, wherever we are in the world, he knows our need before they arise. And like it says in Matthew 6, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things we need will be added to us, you know, and that's all we do. That's all I do, that's all you do, and it's by grace, you know, that these things become and God's working and energizing. So, yeah, you guys are great examples of how he takes care of you, and just like we are, actually, you know, the things that come up in your life, God is taking care of every one of them. So it's like, and in an amazing way as well, like, you know, so God is great. Great Sharon Amber, love you very much, you're God's masterpiece. And I thought that was a spider then, but it's a fly. So with that, I'd like to ask, Judy, would you like to share anything? Miss Judy Collins? What? Are you there? There she is.
Hello. I'm good. I don't have anything really to say other than I've been working and praying for people as my clients and telling them about the positives of what we have in Christ Jesus. Of, like, you can walk, you tell your body what to do. And so several customers I had this week spoke to them, and I said, do you believe God can heal you? And they said yes, and very much, you know, right there with me on their confession. So just helping to reinforce their confession that they can do this, and they can get up, they can walk. And so we've been doing exercises and telling them, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. You've got to keep your muscles strong in your thighs, especially when you're dealing with people that are in their 80s. They are, a lot of them are bedridden or they can't get out of the chair. And so, but I'm happy to work with these people that do believe God, and I have the opportunity to pray for them and to speak the word to them. So I'm excited about this new client I have, and she used to be married to a Methodist, preacher. And so she knows a lot of word. And so it's helping her believe that she is already healed through Jesus Christ. And it's so fun to be able to get paid for speaking the word, you know. It's like I have a few customers that I get to speak the word to. And I'm just praying that I see some big results. It would be nice, you know, to see somebody really get healed, really be able to get beyond their, you know, their situation. But, you know, I just keep on keeping on wherever God has me. He has me there for purpose, and I'm very thankful that I have this job, that I can still work and can get out and meet people that are, you know, needing my help and plus God's help. So I'm just in a situation where I can speak the word, and I'm very thankful that God has allowed me to be in these people's homes to speak his word, because we are all called as one body, and what Jesus Christ accomplished, we have so much to be thankful for. he's our big brother. I mean, I just can't say enough about my big brother. And that, you know, it's great to be a part of this family, that my big brother Jesus Christ paved the way for me so that I can do the things he did. And, you know, he showed us how to do it, how to heal the sick, how to walk boldly, not without fear, you know. So I was telling this lady, you know, fear can hold us all back from what we really want to do. Fear is like sand in the machinery of life. And we just can't let it be there, because we need to do a lot of things that God wants us to do and not allow that fear to be a part of our life. So I really wasn't going to share today. That's all I have, and I love you. Bye.
Well, we love you too, and we like to hear what you got to say. We know God works in your heart, and you're an amazing lady, and we love you. You're very precious, very well thought of in the Tor household, and we love and appreciate you. You little shagger, you. How's the shagging dancing going on, all right?
No, it's not going on. Love you.
Yeah, she needs someone to shag with. Tim thinks that's brilliant. We talk about you and your shagging days.
Big piles to our faces.
Just our sense of humour.
Yeah, and Lauren certainly has one of them.
Well, we love you, darling.
Thank you.
Love to your son and daughter and Milo. You're the best.
He's getting a haircut.
Oh, wow. He gets more haircuts than I do.
Yeah, he's going to be the same.
Oh, bless him.
Love you.
All right. Love you, darling. You take care, Judy. Have a great rest of your afternoon. And so with that, I'm going to ask Anna and Pedro, because it's nice to see them on earlier, so I can ask them earlier. God bless you guys. Would you like to share or no? Are you there? Are you there? Anna and Pedro. Hello. Oh, there they come. There they come.
You were muted.
Bless you. Hey, Anna. Hiya, Pedro.
Hi.
Take it away.
Cool, hot here.
Oh, can I come with you then, please?
Yeah. You imagine this morning when I get out to work at 7 a.m., it was 26 degrees.
Wow.
It was like, wow. But it's getting fresh now. It's very, it was a day with, you know, but it passed because, you know, one of the things that I'm going first.
Yes, you go.
I know that we've got things that are spontaneous, okay? But I have something I like to write down, you know, like to do some plans, writing what to do. And every time I don't do everything, so, but anyway, I write. It's a way for me to remind me myself things that I want to do, because, you know, every day we get out to the world, we go out to the world, and it's easy to forget some stuff. So one of the things that I have every day is to speak in tongues. So 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there. So during the day at work, I have that opportunity. And I also have the opportunity to listen some teachings. Some sharings from Lawrence and other believers here, because, you know, my work now, I don't deal with paper. That is great. I don't have to touch paper. Everything is online, presential meetings, but some people are on Teams, so I am the one that writes the minute of the meeting, But you know, I have 1 meeting in the morning and another after lunch. So it's something that should be 1 hour. But sometimes it's 2 hours, 3 hours. But in the middle, you know, from 8 till 10, I can speak in tongues. I can listen to teachings. No one asks me nothing. They see what I'm doing. They don't do anything about it. My, the guy, my boss, not boss, the guy, the chief director. In between lunchtime and from 1 a.m. till 2 p.m. till 3 p.m. I can hear more, or I can go out to smoke a cigarette, I can go out to speak with my colleagues, whatever. So I'm like, you know, no one all over me doing this, doing that. They don't tell me anything. I'm just like, you know, I can do whatever I want. I just need to be in the meetings. And the best part is that I can take my time and to speak in tongues or listening to teaching or speaking to people. And they know already that I'm a Christian. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to speak there because the guys are supervisors, engineers. They are always running to the field. But there should be a time to speak. God will open doors if it is the case. So, and today with the warm weather, I stay inside more time. So I have a lot of stuff that I could do. I can do e-learning, having seen stuff that I need and improve my knowledge to work, of course. So it's everything going and every day going to work, it's an opportunity to speak with God when I came back to. We just need to put our heads in the right path, you know. It's our decision to go to God. It's our decision to see and open our eyes, be thankful, seeing how he's opening the doors, how he's blessing us. And I'm really blessed with this work. I don't like to be in the meeting so many hours, but I'm blessed anyway because I'm working and I'm not doing almost anything and I'm earning money. Well, they've opened that door. So let's do it. It's God's grace and it's amazing. And everything, there's a lot of things going on. And you know already we adopted an old dog. Okay. He's 12 years. He don't listen to us. He's really crazy. And he's a revolutionary here at home. He goes everywhere. He, with his tail, threw everything down. It's funny. And it's funny. Life has big things. We need to laugh about it. So, and be thankful and joyful, because it's funny anyway. You don't need to look to the bad things or the bad aspects of life, because we don't do that. We don't need that, really. So we love of the things. So that's what I have to share with you guys.
Oh, good to hear you and be here with you once more. It's been a long time. We didn't show up, but you know, God is working in our lives. A lot of things are changing, you know, like Hannah has her new job. I changed for a new school. They even put me to teach something I never teach. It's going to be a challenge. I kind of like challenges. And these holidays, as Hannah is working, I stay home. We didn't went anyway. And I took time to listen to some teachings about two subjects that I believe God worked in my heart to go look for it in the sight of some believers in the United States that has a lot of teachings about many subjects. And I was looking for some, listening for some about the kingdom of God, and the last one was about genuine faith. And there's a lot of good things coming from there and renewing and refreshing my understanding of God and His will. And one thing I was remind me about in a certain point, the teacher that was sharing he gave an example of his wife and his daughter, that she's a young girl, a kid, I think she was with her mother in a restaurant or some public place, and some kind of weird person getting, and the little one asked to her mother, "Mommy, who's that man?" And her mother, which is a believer, in a loving way, answer, "You know, honey, that's someone Christ died for. It's someone who Christ died for." And that makes me think about, you know, sometimes our standing before people that we don't know and probably are strange to us in many ways, you know, not only in a, let's say, culture, but even in race or even in their beliefs, because now you see in Europe we are dealing with a lot of immigration from a lot of people from different backgrounds, you know, and they're coming to Europe. I think that happens all over because this is a good place to live. And sometimes we get tempted to be against it or fearing it or thinking that this is unfair or this shouldn't happen, at least not like this, maybe. But if you see it through God's perspective, it's a chance to bless people because, you see, God gave his son because he loved the world, not because he loved the one who believed him. Anybody in this world is someone that God loves. Even if they don't confess what we confess, if they don't believe it as we do, they still are loved by God because God loved the world and he gave his son so everyone can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And when I see these, let's call it migration waves of people aboard coming and different kinds of cultures and even religions and believings, and for me it's more like a chance to believe God to change something in people's lives, because we can change this world. Because you see, if these people come to our, let's call, Christian world or culture, wherever, and they start living according to it, because the places we're living from centuries, they are formed in Christian love and God's will some way, not perfectly, but it's a change from the countries they came from, you know, where there is war, where it is poverty, where it is misery, where people starving and probably dying of disease, where life is really hard. We have a good life. We have the best life. And you know, even never in the human history there was so much quality of life, so easy. The life the average man has today is better than the life kings had 100 years ago. You know, we have more. Each one of us is more healthy than many kings some centuries ago. So just for you to realize how good God is for us. We just don't sometimes give it the due value, because we should be thankful and blessed, not afraid, not concerned, not doubting, and looking for chances to change people's hearts. Because, you know, if God loves the world, I mean people in the world, we should do the same. As Ephesians 5:1 says, we should be imitators of God as loving sons. We should love people, no matter where they are, what they believe, what they're looking for, what they need. Because we never know. God knows people's hearts. We never know. And the best we can do for someone is to love them and give them the truth and make them available to know our God, our Father, who made this world where we're living better than in some other places. And who knows? Maybe they'll go back to their country one day and they bring that with them. And God will be there. Imagine if all these people coming, if even a tenth of them get born again, that 10% of people, if they go back to their country, just take one to take God's will there and make miracles and things change. So what the adversary is trying to do, I believe, is trying to suffocate us with these immigrations economically and other things that come. But what God can do is to change that into a chance to save souls. There are souls that need to be saved. Their ones are saved like ours, and we should keep living that salvation we have, living what God gave us through Christ. Never forget, we are saved, but we have a a life of salvation to live, to keep for us, and give to others. And these people, if they want, they can be saved too. We never know, God knows the heart. Many, these people, you see, they probably didn't know anything different than what they were raised and brought on. That's their culture, that's what they know. It's for us to show them different. Our God is true, His love. And they have the chance to choose, because now they can know something different, which is from God. And that's to love the people in the world, you know. That's not be afraid of them, not be concerned. God will never forsake us. God will never, you know, leave us. He will always take care of us. And as we heard today, if we look for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all that we need will be added to unto us. And the kingdom of God, bottom line, from what I understand, is the way God rules on this world. Is the way God makes His will prevail on this world. Now, and when Christ will come with us to restore it completely, fully, will be forever God's way for eternity. But right now, once Christ came, He brought that kingdom to man. He brought to man the possibility, the way, the chance of living according to God's rule. God can rule in this world through us. When He rules in our lives, He is ruling on this world. When we are living according to God's will, the kingdom of God is being living in this world. And it's for honor and glory to God, and it's for others to see it and come to this kingdom if they want to. That's what He calls us for. That's why He gave Christ. And that's why we have something to do here until that big brother comes to join us with Daddy. That's what I have to share with you guys. God bless you. Great to be here and see and hear from you.
Oh, great sharing, guys. And I love that, Pedro, as well. That's right. You know, we can have the carnal take on the immigrants, or we can have a good godly take on it. And you're 100% right in what you're saying. So that blesses me to hear that perspective. I haven't heard that perspective from anyone, so it's really good. We're too busy running them down. I'm going to kill them, send them back home.
It's just fear, you know, it's just
fear.
Yeah,
it is, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know, and we're just to walk in love. And it's a practice for us, you know, because obviously we can have a carnal reaction, and we can think carnally on those thoughts, but it's when someone is energized by God to speak the truth that we can think and have the right narrative rather than take on the wrong narrative. So thank you for sharing that. That was brilliant, and I enjoyed that very much. And you, Anna, bless your heart. Really good to get you sharing a bit earlier as well. So thanks for coming on earlier. We love you guys very much, and you know, you're in our hearts, minds, and prayers daily, like everybody else that comes on. So thank you for sharing. And I think I'd like to ask, I don't know if he's ready yet, Fran Patterson, are you there? Are you able to share? There he
is.
The man. Take it away, me old cocker.
Yeah, you know, that was an absolute great little sharing, because, you know, we've got all these people from all over the world, all over the place, and, you know, God doesn't, He's not a respecter of person, so He loves them just as much as He does us. So, you know, now, obviously there's rules. You know, I can't go down to Colombia and just stay. I mean, they'll put me in, they'll come find me and put me in jail. Now, so there's rules, but again, I mean, that's, you know, it's like, oh, brother, we're out there. You know, God forgives, but the state of Mississippi doesn't. So, you know, it's man's rules. Man's day, and but God is, we're living on a higher plane, so yeah. But the teaching that you did on the way people are, the attributes of the way people are, really made an impact on me, because I listened to it twice, and I needed to, you know, think, okay, am I doing that, not condemnation wise, just to be able to do a checkup, you know, from my, in my head, you know, renewed mind thinking. In other words, so it's been a rough little couple weeks here,
But and there's some things going on around the thing. Oh, Becca, you're so sweet. So, you know, things like that. But again, I am with my Heavenly Father, and I am not going anywhere. I'm standing my ground. Let him bring the things to me as opposed to me doing anything on my own will. Because obviously I've done some things on my own will, which obviously all of you have seen, and it hasn't come out the way that I thought it might. And then I heard a teaching on certain things, and that really pissed me off. But I won't get into that right now. I'll just keep that for myself. But I knew that it was in relation to me not doing the things I needed to do. But again, you know, a lot of times when you desire to be loved and you put yourself out there and you put yourself out there in a situation where, you know, things, you know, just don't go, you know, that way that, you know, so anyway, yeah, I got to do a lot of reevaluating. Like I was saying to you guys earlier, you know, about growing up and things like that, you know, just because you got a certain age on you doesn't mean you're there. And I don't know if you'll always be there. I mean, I'm looking at myself. I got God in Christ in me. I absolutely know who I am, but there's certain patterns and paradigms and things that I follow, or that I used to follow anyway. I'm doing my best not to anymore. That have got me into trouble, because I did it my way. So I'm waiting. I'm just being patient and watching God work. And I'm sure that He'll provide all the desires of my heart and all the things that I need in my life. Because as He will all of us. And so I don't need to chase. I don't need to do jack shit with anything or anybody for that matter. So I got two extra cats, which I really like. The only thing is I got to pin the one down. She's so small, got to pin her down and give her eardrops, which I'm not happy about doing. But anyway, that's just part of, just like cleaning house, I'm not happy about doing that either, but it's part of life. So good thing is I'm on my own, so, you know, I'll clean it when I want to clean. So, but anyway, thanks for you guys keeping me in your prayers. And, you know, God is good. He's going to provide. And, I'll just keep moving forward. I definitely desire a new job. I got to remove myself from this situation. Almost squirted myself with water. I got a little water gun here for the cats. Get down, knucklehead. So, walking in the Spirit of God, you know, waiting for answers, you know, trying to, the best I can, to not condemn myself in any area of my life. Just keep looking forward, keep moving forward. And there's no reason, for me to do that, to condemn myself. I, you know, it's, had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Jesus Christ. Well, it's God and Christ in vain. And that's how I'm going to walk. You know, it's God and Christ in vain. You know, whether anybody sees that, that's a whole other story. So, but it's up to me to manifest that, to rest in that. And I can rest in the completed work of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, and watch Him go to work in my life. So that's all I got to share. Looking forward to hearing the rest of you guys. Love you a lot.
That's great, Frank. You should have heard the laughter here. You talked about the cleaning of the house. Kim was the first one to laugh. Yeah, fair play to you, mate. I'd probably be in the same predicament as yourself.
Yeah, I'd love cleaning. To get Amber up.
Yeah, Amber, come and help me out. Well, anyway, thanks for sharing, bro. We love you dearly. And, yeah, we just keep moving forward, and there's no condemnation to any of us, you know. We're not going down that road, no matter what. So here we are. We will now ask a wonderful lady from Ireland there. Top of the morning, she and Marie Carroll. God bless you. Would you like to share next, please, my darling?
Yes,
get the crack going.
I say this to you every Thursday. We don't say top of the morning to you or top of the evening to you. But I know, you know,
top of morning to you, darling, top of the afternoon to you.
It really makes me laugh out loud. I love it. So don't stop doing it because it does bless me with laughter. And I love to laugh because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And it's so important to be, you know, joyful and happy and blessed and laughing and joking. You know, we're God's kids at the end of the day. And he wants us to have a great time and a fun time in what we do in life and not to be downtrodden, not to be living in fear, not to be putting up a bullshit from the devil with these little lies. You know, it's just, God is all benevolent, he's omnipotent, we are in Christ dead. Imagine that, we're in Christ dead. And as Judith was sharing earlier, brilliant sharing, by the way, Judith, thank you for that, and lovely to see you on. Sorry now, I jumped on late tonight. I was actually sitting with my nieces and nephew for an hour while my brother and his wife went up to the school. There was like a parent-teacher meeting. But it was all good. They're very blessed, and which is great, because I've got 7 nieces and 2 nephews who are, I consider them my kids, because I've no kids of my own. And I just give them to God every day. And it was so lovely this evening to be able to tuck them into bed, read them stories. And then I just prayed with them. And they absolutely loved it because, you know, they don't really get that from home, which is fine. Which is fine. I mean, Karen and Claire are doing an amazing job with the kids. Like, the 3 of them are fabulous. And they're calm kids, and they're playful kids, and they're joyful kids. And they really bring me all the blessings. You know, I just love them. You know, and I take them places, and it's just a joy. Like you, Amber, and Danny, what you do with Kiki and the kids. I mean, that's amazing. And, it's good, you know, to have, what I think is Christian aunties, uncles, nannies, granddads, parents, and every opportunity I get, it's like even 2 weeks ago, I had Martin's kids down from Dublin, and, I got to pray with them, and they believe, because my brother Martin would be a believer in God. I remember little Amy's only 3, she hurt her foot, and she was screaming with pain. And little Aoife, 7, she's a firecracker. She's like brilliant with the sports, and she's academic. She's good in school. She's good at maths, and she's hungry for stuff. And little Amy hurt her toe, and Aoife turned around and says, "We're going to pray over it." And I just thought that was brilliant, out of a 7-year-old's mouth, just to pray over little Amy's toe. And Amy was like, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you." You know, we have to instill this into, the youth. And it's important. Like, I was raised a Catholic, and it was my foundation. I had my communion, then had my confirmation, and you know what, it was a foundation for me, and I always believed in God, and I always had a relationship with God, even from a very, very young age. 6, 7, my parents would pray with me before I went to sleep, and it was wholesome, it was awesome, it was great, and And I get to do that now with my little people, my 7 nieces and 2 nephews, and it's great. And it really, it builds me up, and, you know, we just take care of the little people, because they're such a blessing, you know. They're a miracle. I mean, as I said, I have no kids of myself, but I just look at those kids and say, wow, God chose them before the very foundations of the world, and he's got his hedge of protection around them all. You know, there's one little niece that's going through a difficult time, but you know what? She's doing a lot better since I last spoke with Lawrence and Kim. You were in America. And Kim, you really gave some sound advice there, and I'm thankful to you for that, and also the prayers from both of you. And the kid's doing good, you know. She's doing good. And we'll just continue to pray for her, you know. And, you know, I just rebuke the devourer far from them, you know. You know, he's no business in the lives of the people that we know and love and care for. You know, you just rebuke him. You rebuke him off your family. We have that power and authority. You know, we can do the works that Jesus did and even greater works as Judas shared tonight. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. And Anna and Pedro, your sharings are brilliant. And so it was so good to see you on. I mean, you both look amazing. You really do. And it was a blessing to hear you both share. And yes, I am happy. I am blessed. I am so thankful for this fellowship. And I was feeling all crappy today. And Lawrence has just sent out a reminder about fellowship this evening. And I said I will definitely be on, but it'll be later than 7 because I had to sit with the kids for the hour. And I just said to Lawrence, in the meantime, can you just pray for me? I have aches, I have pains, I had a fuzzy head, I was feeling like crap. And I knew Lawrence had prayed for me because I feel 100% now. And it's like, what time are we? 10 to 10 at night. And I'm so energized. I'm not wrecked. I feel good. But I feel I'm very sluggish and not very lethargic. And, you know, there has been sickness going around. And Lauren, thanks for that prayer, because you know what? It worked. Because God is in the business of healing. He doesn't want any of us feeling crappy. You know, we are healthy, we are whole, we are cleansed, our bodies are so healthy because that's the way God designed it to be. And it's amazing how you can just, you know, pray through a prayer or through a ministering. You know, it's just fantastic. And, you know, I'm nothing without God. And even Becky shared a wee bit. I mean, I don't know if she's still on, but how can you not believe in God when you look around this world, knowing, as Becky said, he's got the whole universe held up, you know, and it's so evident that God is real and that Jesus Christ is real and that he was the first to be risen from the dead and ascend into heaven. Like, something popped up on YouTube the other day about the Shroud of Turin, the burial cloth that Jesus was wrapped in, and it really blessed me. It was a 7-minute sharing on CBN News, and it was shared by some Christian Scientologist, and I just shared it because I want to get the carnal people believing in Christ, and I want to get out there and do the work. I want and need to have a healing ministry. I've ministered to people in the past and I've seen them when I was in Uganda, you know, casting out devil spirits and seeing the fits that people were going through as the devil spirits were being casted out. You know, that was an eye-opener for me. I met ordained witches in Uganda, prayed with them, rebuked the spirit of evil and witchcraft, and had them, led them into speaking in tongues. It was absolutely mind-blowing. And I'm very blessed from that trip that I went to in Uganda. Oh, it was a good few years ago. It was before the pandemic. And, you know, I saw many things and people healed and people walking. It was just awesome. And I'm just so thankful to God that I was there. And I went over on my own. Didn't know anybody going over. I flew from Ireland over to Uganda at a couple of flight changes. And then I met Miguel and Robert and Amos and Fred. Fred was on that trip. We used to call ourselves the God Squad. Love Fred. Love Miguel as well, and Robert and Amos. And it was just a beautiful trip. And we saw many signs, miracles and wonders. And, you know, don't hold back or don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And as Amber said as well this evening, don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That can be very easy to get into, you know, if you're just on YouTube or whatever and you see like 10-minute pop-up sharing from a young lad living in the States or wherever, you know, but this fellowship is amazing. And that's where you'll find the truth. And that's where you'll get edified. You'll be built up. You'll be exhortated, you know. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this. And, you know, yesterday I gave a good hour speaking in tongues because I had time to do it. But no, we should always make time to speak in tongues. But I wasn't working yesterday and I was so blessed. I gave a good hour speaking in tongues and really built up the inner me, the inner woman in me. You know, it was just amazing. And, you know, you can just feel God's presence around you and all his warrior angels present taking care of you. You know, God goes before you and, you know, he's always protecting you wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And even when you're going through the muck and the mire, he will drag you out of that. Because he loves you so much. God loves us. We are his royal priesthood. It doesn't get any better than that. He's our Abba Father. He's our Daddy. We go to him with every care, every concern. Just throw it onto him. You know, God is in the business of taking care of us, healing those, and, you know, just be so blessed to be, you know, speak in tongues much, be led by the Spirit, honor God with your first fruits. It does work. It really does work. It's just a blessing. It's not that God needs your money, but it's, you know, it's a sacrifice. And he will bless you back double, triple, whatever you give, a small amount, a big amount. God will always double that back and even give you exceedingly, abundantly above all that you could ask or think of. And I'm just so thankful unto God, and I just feel great. I feel fantastic. And I'm so blessed. And I'm so happy. And I'm in a really good place, and it will continue to be in a really good place. Yeah, we all go through shit, but God will just get you out of it. And as I said, don't listen to the lies of the devil, because he's a defeated foe. And it's just a blessing how God works and how he all connected us together. As I said earlier, you know, he knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew we were all going to be connected and fellowshipping in this beautiful, amazing fellowship. You know, that was God ordained, you know. Met Lawrence and Danny in 2007 in Limerick in Ireland, and we had a blast of a weekend. You know, and I was after coming out of a serious meltdown. That was in 2006. And I was hospitalized for 7 weeks. But then I met the guys. You know, I'd come out a bit. I was feeling good. I was back to work. But still, there was something not complete in my heart. I felt a void. And then I went to Limerick in 2007. And the first person I met was Danny, and he was only 17 years of age. And I know I've shared this before, but I'll share it again. He ministered to me, and the words he spoke were the words from God, because he said, you need to forgive. You need to forgive that person. And Danny didn't know me for Adam. I just heard him share on the platform and in the hotel suite, and I just went up to him and I said, I need prayer, Danny. And he prayed over me. And when I came home from that weekend, I'd met you all. Vanessa was there. Who else was there? He lives in Buckinghamshire. Ian was there. And I've met Lawrence, and Lawrence, you were fantastic. You really were amazing. Because you stood up there and spoke as well, and you played the guitar, you sang songs. It was fabulous. And who else was there? Sanka was there, Beatrice was there, and who else?
I was there.
Yes, Carl, you were there. Oh my God, yes, I remember meeting you. Wow.
And Carl Frederick and the other was there with me.
Yeah. It was brilliant, and it really changed my life. And when I came home after that weekend, my mother was like, and even my friend says, oh, we have her back. We have her back. She has been transformed from the way I was feeling, because I was in a psych ward. And it was so amazing how God had planned that. You know, he'd always have you in the right place at the right time. And he will always put the right people in your path to help you along the way. Yeah, Carl, I definitely remember meeting you at that. Oh, that was a brilliant weekend. And Adrian, I think, was with us as well. And yeah, I'm just so thankful. I'm so grateful. I feel super. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm whole. And I'm just going to kick back and listen to the rest of the fellowship. And I have no chocolate tonight, but I do have crisps. I'm being naughty now. but just before I go, I was in my office the other morning. And I came up to the deli to get a sandwich. And one of the girls says, Anne is the manager. And she's got a granddaughter who's, I'd say she's maybe a month, maybe 2 months old. And I said, where's Anne gone? And she said she had to rush out. Her daughter called her frantically to say the baby wasn't waking up. And I was like, what? No, this is not going to happen. That baby will wake up. I ran into the office and I said to my colleague, I said, Anne had to leave frantically. Her little granddaughter won't wake up. She's not feeding. She's in and out of consciousness. And I said, Sandra, I'm going to pray. And we're going to pray together for the baby to be 100% healed. I didn't feel the urge to go there and minister to the baby because I knew God had me right where I needed to be. And I said, that child will wake up. And little Thea is her name, Thea. And she did. And Anne brought her into my workplace today. And the baby is thriving. You know, that was God. That was God. That was a miracle from God. And we just got together in prayer. And Sandra wouldn't really be a praying woman, but I said, no, we're going to pray out loud now for the baby to wake up, for the baby to feed, and for the baby to be healthy, happy, and whole. And you should see that child. I held her in my arms today, and she is doing amazing, you know, and that's all God. And I just said to her nanny today, and I said, Anne, that was God. She goes, you're right, Marie, it was God. Because, you know, a few months ago, Anne would kind of have a problem with God if something wrong went. And I'm like, Anne, God has loved you. God loves your grandchild. Look at her now. She's thriving. She's happy. She's healthy. She's whole. So, yeah, that, when I heard the good news that the baby was breathing and feeding again and opening her eyes. Oh man, it was just the first thing that happened to me in this year, to be honest. Just to know that child was saved, you know? And we can do the works that Jesus did and even greater works. And you know, Jesus didn't always go to people and lay hands on them, and you know, he could pray for a minister from afar with his powerful words, because, and there is power in our words, and it's amazing, you know, it really is. And I am so blessed, and I love each and every one of you. You're God's best. And I love you all, and I'm just going to relax now and listen to the rest. So God bless you all. As Becky would say, God bless you. Love ya. Mwah.
Love you, Marie.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Awesome stuff. Well done. So next, after that wonderful, encouraging sharing and great testimonies of those days, I remember those days, Marie.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
All with Danny, and I can remember Danny ministering to you as well.
Yeah.
God is good. So thank you for sharing those and bringing the remembrance of those things up. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
It's great to have a good reminder. Keep going, girl. Keep moving.
I will, Lauren. Absolutely, yeah. Thank you.
And with that, I'd like to now ask Ja-san.
Okay. Thank you, Laurence.
That's Frank, it's not his, like, because he's working, so I say it to you.
All right, we'll be Papa, Papa, and Pippi, and all of us as well. Thank you, Laurence, for asking me to share next.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Marie, God bless you. I remember France when we met in France.
Yeah.
That was as well.
That was 2019, yeah, we had a great time.
That was an amazing time.
Oh, here it was. Yeah, definitely. We've got to get together soon in Europe.
Yeah, here, there, and yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, imagine we're all teleported together to meet in the air somewhere. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Forget what's going on Earth, which is meeting in the air and have a fellowship in the air. So, well, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And great shining, Marie, and wonderful testimony at the end there. It feels great when you know you've done something prompted by God, by the Holy Spirit, it's come to your attention, and when it's a child, it means more than anything in the world. And I know what that's like. I know what that's like. It's just great. And that's what we're here for. We're not here just to get together and all have such a lovely time and be nice to each other. That's great. But where's the power with an impact that changes not only our lives, but other people's as well? And sharing the testimonies and sharing how God is at work in each one of our lives is inspiring and encouraging to one another as well. And if I cannot learn something from anything shared tonight, then where's my heart? Where's my head? Where am I really? I remember listening to Lawrence's sharing, I think it was yesterday, where he shares one of his recent sharings about a plane, and there's altitude and there's attitude. Well, if a plane is slightly off, it's not going to gain the height it needs to gain to be able to achieve what it needs to achieve, to reach the destination it's got to reach. So the attitude determines the altitude. And if I'm not receiving anything from this, then what's my attitude? Am I slightly out somewhere so I cannot rise up and get inspired and encouraged? Because really, I can't lift myself. It's only God through the Holy Spirit, through each person, that can lift me. It could be something one person says that will lift me that point. It could be something I say that could lift someone else that point. I don't know. And this is what makes it so great. And also something Lawrence shared, I listened to today, was about how the work is on God. We don't work for our salvation. And we don't work to figure out for ourselves. But we look to God. He's the one who already has the plan. And so if we're not going to him, we're not following his plan. No matter how much we think we are, how convinced we can make ourselves, if we're not following his plan, we're not following his plan. It's as simple as that. So we're following someone else's or our own plan, whichever. And when it comes to call, okay, so I don't really want God saying to me, why didn't you follow my plan? I'd rather he says to me, you did, you followed my plan. You did exactly what I wanted you to be doing. Even at times you didn't think you were. And sometimes it can be the most challenging times of our lives that can pull us out. Or we can know we're exactly where God wants us to be. And as long as God is at the center of our lives, and at the forefront of our lives, it doesn't matter about anything else. And our feelings don't come into it. Nothing else comes into the equation. Only seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God's righteousness is quite simply, what do you want me to do, Father? And then when he tells you, oh, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, no. When he tells you, okay, right, let's do it. As long as I know it's of you, God, then that's fine. And then none of us can actually look up and say, we've got no sin. Because every day we wake up in the morning, there's something. Or from the end of a day or whatever, there's something. We probably slipped up somewhere along the line. The only person who never did was Jesus Christ. And that's why he's the Saviour. I'm not the Saviour. I'm not perfect enough. I heard tonight, earlier tonight, that we've got 9 manifestations we can walk in. So I can speak in tongues. I can do tongues interpretation. I can do word of prophecy. Well, for anybody that can count, that's only 3. There's 6 more. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. And these are revelation manifestations where you can't know something unless God shows you it at the time. There's faith, which is the currency of heaven. The currency of earth is money, or gold, or silver. There's quite a few currencies, actually. But the currency of heaven is one thing only, and that's faith. Believe in, right? Miracles and healings. And without believing, we can't do the miracles and healing. We won't see it come to pass. If we're not believing, it can happen. So, that's 3 gone. So, how can that child that Marie just mentioned about, who got healed, if Marie didn't believe it and believe that God could do it? She did. She was determined. She went, bang, this child's being healed, bang, dropped her. That is the believing, and that is when you see the result come to pass afterwards. Whether God inspires you to pray or whether God inspires you just to command it makes no difference. As long as it's led by God and inspired by God, that's the whole point of it. And God gets the glory. I don't. If I've done this for somebody, I don't get the glory. I don't want the glory. Why? I've got to face God one day and tell him why I stole the glory. No thanks. No thanks. I've got to face God in that day with my head bowed and my knees bowed. And God saying to me, stand up. Yeah. So, like it says in the scriptures, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's what it means. Literally what it means. We have the treasure of being able to do these things. To walk like Jesus Christ walked on this earth. He said, if you believe on me, you shall do the same works as I do and greater because I go to my Father. So what was he doing? Sitting around speaking tongues all day? No. He was on the move wherever God led him to go. He didn't speak in tongues. But he didn't need to because he was perfect already. Yet he walked perfectly everywhere. And it's through that that we can speak in tongues. And then we can be led by God. The speaking in tongues kicks off the other ones. So, and I don't know why this is so urgent in my heart right now, but it is. God's working it here. Everywhere we go, we've got the potential within us to turn a person's life around. And if somebody's in front of me, I don't go looking for it, but if somebody's in front of me and I turn away and just walk away, hey, what am I doing? I'm saying I can't do that, or I'm saying I don't want to do that. Is God saying that? No. Is Jesus Christ saying that? No. So who am I to say it? Am I going to call God a liar? No. Am I going to call Jesus Christ a liar? No. Am I going to shrink back in fear? No. Why would I do that when I'm claiming to be a bold child of God? And it's great because I can be bold at fellowship, but can I be bold when it matters out there in front of people? People that don't believe. People that would even go for my blood if they could. What would I really be like when it counts? When God really places somebody in front of me? And they might ridicule me, they might mock me, they might take the piss out of me. So what? If they do, they do. It's their loss, not mine. But I will still speak. I will still act. I will still do what God puts in my heart to do. If he says do nothing, I do nothing. If he does say nothing, I say nothing. And it's great because this is the freedom we've got in Christ Jesus, is to be able to do these things. The freedom isn't just to please ourselves. The freedom is in discipline, in looking to obey God at every turning. And I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. I wish I could be. But I'm going to put every effort into it that I've got and believe that God will do the rest, like he says he will. So I'll take him at his word. And if I'm led by him, it's going to be easy. It's not going to be hard to do. So, it's funny because that's the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That's the main manifestations. We've got the ability to operate whenever and wherever we're left by God to do that. Then there's the other keys that we already know about, honouring God with our substance and first fruits of our increase. If we fall back on that, believe me, Satan's going to have a field day. I'm not joking. And why? What, because he attacked us? No, because we allowed it to happen. With our unbelief, it is unbelief to not do that. what am I going to say to God? I believed. If I didn't honour God with my substance and first fruits of all my increase. God says to me, no, you didn't. Because if you would have believed, you would have done it. Believing is doing. It's action. So if I'm not performing the action, I'm not believing. Same with the ministering healing. Same with the casting out spirits. You know, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Speaking in tongues, tongues, interpretation, word of prophecy. All of it is the same level. And it just takes believing to do it. And if I don't begin, then I'm not going to believe to do it. So I won't see the results that God promises I can have. And God is so full of love. He's not condemning people. But when it comes to the standards that God wants us to uphold, if we're not upholding them, he's going to tell us in a loving way that he's going to tell us. You need to be doing these things. And if you're not, well, it's up to you, but you're walking the wrong way. but to be honest with you, there's even devil worshippers in this world that actually give them of their money into what they believe in. They do know the principle of God, and they do that giving. And Satanists, the same. They all do it. So the children of God should do it all the more. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's one of Lawrence's favourites. And it is true. Am I going to have a confession on my life wrong or not? I want it, so I'll have it. And then the connecting with the minister, the one-on-ones, the things, you know. Then the iron sharpens iron as well. So we already know these things, actually. And it's just up to each individual to perform. It's like if a situation's in front of me, I'm not going to ring everybody there is to ring and get them to back me up in prayer. I'm just going to move, because I'm moving with God in the power of the Holy Spirit that is within me, and all these enablements are within me. And by my God, if I run through a juke and leap over a wall, yeah, that's right. I claim that if I've done it. If I haven't, I can I? I couldn't do it. So, it's just about rising up by believing what we're hearing. From here, this is the sound doctrine, sound. I was chatting to Lawrence the other day, and in the conversation this came up, and Lawrence said, that sound doctrine, that means health. It means healthy doctrine. It's healthy. It's not unhealthy for us, it's healthy for us. And the words we're speaking out, what words are we speaking out as well? Am I going to speak words of truth? Am I going to speak words of victory over it? Well, I've had a victory over it. And so, yeah, you know, I might not feel like it sometimes. But whatever. What am I going to do? Allow my mind to give in to my feelings and emotions? No. Even if I slip, get back up. And get that mindset right. And the feelings and emotions will follow suit after. Then you'll see the results. You'll get the results. I'm not going to get these results. So, it's great. We've got such an awesome privilege of learning this sound doctrine, which is healthy doctrine. And it's health to our navels and marrow to our bones, right? We know it. It says it in the scriptures. It's all the way through. So, those labourers, those key labourers and those labourers, yes, I desire them. And yes, Father, what do I need to do to position myself? Am I in position already? Do I need to adjust here or just there, tweak up anywhere? God's going to show me if there is. If I ask him, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. You see, this is a promise of God. If we believe it, great, we're calling God true. If we don't, we're calling him a liar. and I'm not saying that to be harsh towards anyone or hard on anyone. I don't know. I don't know who's who, what's what. I only know what's in my heart, coming to my heart here. That's all. I've had some pretty amazing testimonies, and my latest testimony, in fact, Amber sharing about Danny's van and Amber's car, I had the same thing with my bike, and I had it fixed, I paid the money, and then there was another problem, and it was another £120, and the guy said, I'm gonna put it on warranty, and so you don't have to pay it. I thought, great, my bike wasn't on warranty, but he did it. Well, more recently than that, some company took £30 out of my bank recently, and I thought, what? Not a chance. And it was for a subscription I didn't take out on something. I paid for a service, but I didn't do a subscription. But they've taken it out as if I did. Spoke to my bank. The bank said, don't worry, we'll get it back for you. And they did. And when I checked my account today, there was two lots of £30 in there. I thought, eh? And it said on another bit, this has been credited to you or something from a separate source. I thought, I'm not clear on what source it is. I'm thinking, wow, Lord, you've given me back double what was actually taken from me. What a blessing. That's more to honour God with as well. Of course it is. So, absolutely amazing. Wherever we go, do we believe God is with us or don't we? Because if we don't, then where are we going? If we do believe God is with us wherever we go, and we're acknowledging him in all our ways, right? That's all we've got to do, and keep him first and foremost in everything, in all our plans, in all our hearts, and ready with an answer for people, ready with, hey, you know God can do this in your life, he can do that in your life, and we know what he can do. I think that's me. I truly hope that's blessed and inspired people, everyone tonight, and thank you all for listening to me. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for asking me to share. I love you all very much, and I'll pass it back to Lawrence.
Okay, well, that was a wonderful sharing, Jace. God bless your heart, mate. And, God is really at work. It's been a great fellowship. I know we got Bambi and we got Ethel. I know Mary's not able to share tonight, or Dylan. So that leaves us three people, which would be Ethel, Bambi, and ML. ML, do you have anything you want to share? ML? Are you? God bless you. Do you want to share anything, ML? Oh, you're breaking up bad, okay. Alright, well I'll ask Ethel Robinson.
Ethel, God bless you, darling.
Hello? Here I am. God bless you all.
Hey, put it on mute.
I'm sorry, I just kept talking and anyway, I'm unmuted now. Hello, everyone, my family, my beautiful family. God bless you all, and it's all good to see you. Thursdays are wonderful days because, like, I really look forward to it, although I do have my Zoom on Wednesdays, so I got a double whammy, back-to-back Zoom fellowships. Yeah, we had our fellowship yesterday, and thank you, Lawrence, for coming on and for speaking the Rhema words. You're amazing, bro. I'm not really putting you on a pedestal, but I'm putting God on a pedestal. But through you, great words are always coming out, and it just really inspires and encourages me all the time. Because, like, today, what are we going to talk about? Well, there's always something to talk about, and I just know here is where I exercise those Rhema words. So first of all, yeah, who was it was talking about? I think it was Kim, you know. The devil can work like he thinks he's the winner. And I know there's been some situations, especially with my daughter. At this point, my youngest daughter, and she's not speaking to me. And for the life of me, whatever situation that we were in, I asked her, hey, forgive me. I didn't know what I had fault on and all of that. And she just wouldn't talk. Okay, fine. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you devil, you're under my feet. This is not, her name is Lauren. This is not my Lauren. And I've been texting her, and for ever the one day in my life, somebody gives me a thumbs down. I didn't even know how it looked like. And it just, like, hurt my heart. But, you know, I'm always a thumbs up with God. And whatever it is, I pray, you know, that stop this nonsense, Lauren. You, the devil is working in your life. You're having such a hard-heartedness, and that's what it is. And the devil is really trying to get me that people that are close to me, and he's doing shit, okay? Excuse my language, but it is. But it's just a matter of time. I'm waiting on God, and one of the fruit of the Spirit is being patient. And this is ever the first time me and my daughter had this falling out. I've had one, too, with my other daughter. But there's, like, a pattern with these two girls. Every time after they give birth, they don't like to talk to me. Maybe it's part of the postpartum, whatever shit it is. And I said, God, I give that to you. You know, I'm still their mom. No matter what, they got to speak to me one thing or another. And if they don't speak to me, okay, I just want to talk to my grandkids. I really, really miss them. Thank goodness for FaceTime. It's my other daughter. She does that occasionally, and she says, Ma, and we'll go down the roll call from Derek to Darius to Donovan, Callie Rose, and then Chloe. And she sees there's a pattern in their names. The boy starts with the D, like their dad's name is Derek, and then the girl starts with the C, like my daughter Crystal, she starts with the C. That's really funny, but you know, it originated from my dad and my mom, because there's four kids, right? And so my dad was really being creative. All of our names start with an E. So you have Edgar, Edmund, Ethel, and then Edward, and my dad's name is Eduardo. Can you believe that? Well, he was being really trying to be creative, so when he writes the Christmas card, he'll say, from Ed and Sel, mom and dad, right? And then the four E's. Anyway, real funny story, real quick. My mom one day was really pissed at the boys, so she was calling them by their names, and they both all starts with Eds. So she's doing the roll call. So I went up in front of her and I said, Mom, you guys were on the roll. Why didn't you just name me Edna? So you'll be more confused. She started laughing and she forgot why she was pissed at the boys. But anyway, just a little funny story, right? So, yeah, with this Lauren thing, I mean, she's being so hard-hearted. And I thought, you devil, get out of my face. You know, and why is she acting like this and all of that? But anyway, like Lauren said, give it to God, Ethel, which I have, which I really have. Sometimes, you know, waiting, I get impatient and I really want to hear from my kids. But, okay, you're being silent? Okay, then. Let's take it like that, but I gave it to God. God is not a silence God. Whatever it is that she's so hard-hearted about, God's working on it already. It's just a matter of time. God has never failed me, nor he's abandoned me. I mean, this is a really, I think, a really sad situation or bad, but I'm not going to settle for less. The devil's under my feet. I look to God for everything and anything, and I that is like, I'm so thankful that I'm
such a believer in that way, because if I wasn't, I'll be a mess, okay? And so anyway, life moves on, and I'm just waiting on God. And as I wait, again, you know, he says in his word, be still and know that I am God. And with that stillness, there's calmness and peacefulness. I know God's teaching me, and perhaps all of you, you've been, maybe at one point in time, you've been in situations kind of similar like that, but I gave it to God. And so I'm just being still and just waiting on God. Being patient, that's the very key. I know as hard as it may seem sometimes in the world's way, it's tough. But, yeah, we have a good God. He listens. And you know, as I've already requested to him, we need to stay put because God is working out whether maybe it could be the situation, the person he's working in, that kind of stuff. So I just wait and be still and know that I have God. And then Isaiah 26:3 talks about, you know, being at peace, being peaceful, right, while waiting, that kind of stuff, right? So, yeah, as we look to him, God gives us peace. And wow, what a walk with God. And you bask on those promises. I tell you, whatever shit's going on, you're just going to be at peace and be patient as God is already working out the situation. As I pray, you know, I've learned, like, I know I've mentioned this before, like the Nepalese and also the Indian believers and all of us here at one point in time, you know, as you pray, you've already requested that God has already delivered you or has made it come to pass. That's the believing. So when you're praying or requesting it, you're just verbalizing now, right? Verbalize that it's already come to pass. And we have a good God. And you know, it's not like I'm putting God to the test. Again, waiting on him, being still, being calm, being at peace, because that's what God wants us in the state to be in. Because if you get stressed, you just like, you know, you've already let the devil win, and I don't want that kind of victory. It's not even a victory. It's under my feet. So I'm just being calm and being peaceful with the situation. And, I'm not saying there's not much going on, even though if it's really quiet times right now, I know God set the scene. I do believe that. And just waiting on him and being still. This is the part that I'm learning. We all go through a lot of learning. I know I am. And each situation I go, wow, okay, God, thanks for pointing that out. Because it's that relationship and it's only me and him. And he's such a personal God that I know that I can go to, that to look to. Because he's the answer. He's the one who's going to deliver me and these situations. And sometimes it can be tough, but I don't think that way anymore. I used to. But what's the profit, right? What's the point in being so humdrum? No. You have the victory. God has given you the triumph. God has given you the victory. So why go through that when you're so stressed? It says in the word, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, right? Let your requests be made known. And he's the only one I can go to. Nobody else can deliver me like the way God can deliver, right? So that's also, I'm encouraging myself. I'm also ministering to myself, but I'm encouraging you guys to do the same, right? Because as long as we live in this world, we're not off it. And the thing is, there's always going to be challenges, predicaments, situations, negative. But you go to God, the burden is off, you gave him the headache, it's yours, God. I'm not going to carry that load because you're a mighty God that can deliver. You're a mighty God who's able. you're a God who's willing, and more importantly, you're a God who's faithful. Oh, what a promise. You know, I think of those things. Yeah, I apply it. You know, not just think it, but apply it in your life. Manifest it. Practice it. Again, like I say, well, that's when the Word of God comes alive. Yeah, there's over 900 promises in the Word. Maybe in our lifetime, we can't possibly, you know, do all those promises. However, there's just so many things, like, for example, you know, like Ephesians 3:20. He promised three things in one verse, exceedingly and abundantly above all. Wow. Okay, minus three from the 900. And then things like, what was the other thing I'm thinking of? You know, it's so many, but, you know, engrave it in your heart. Put it in your heart, because it starts from your heart and then it goes to your head, and get those two locked in. It's very powerful. That's the power and the authority that we have. And it's such an amazing thing. I didn't used to know how to do the power and authority thing. Me have power and authority. But now that I'm exercising it, wow. Like I said, exceedingly and abundantly, the result. And then, you know, you're not going to have time to think of the negatives. What if? Yeah, that's part of the fear, right? What does it say in 2 Timothy 1:7? God has not given us the spirit of fear. And then in this order, but with love, power, and soundness of mind. My God, that's so important, that soundness of mind, because, you know, when you don't practice that soundness of mind, you're already defeated. There's so many fear in this world. Do you know the number one prescribed drug is antidepressant? Well, it just goes to show what our society is all about. Okay, fine, it will sort of, it's like putting just a band-aid on that wound, right? It's still going to come back, no matter, but yeah, unless you decide that God told you, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and soundness of mind. Oh my God, that should be the number one prescription in this world, right? Because a lot of people are depending on, geez, the antidepressant stuff. Man, it's just so temporary. And, you know, the pharmaceutical and the doctors, they're in cahoots. They're having a good time because it boils down to dollars and cents. You know, the doctor can prescribe, they're in cahoots with the pharmaceuticals, and they make money. They just make money out of the whole thing. But you go to God, man, it's free. And it's so, and God is such a loving and tender God that we have. You know, these are just all the things that the devil can rattle us with. You know, it's all part of the fear. They're all cousins. The fear, no faith, just being negative and all of that. Oh, he wants you to be all down that way. But I'll tell you what, man, God didn't design your life to be that way. Like Jason said, no. No fear, okay? We're fierce because we're faithful. I mean, I think of those times when I know I'm fierce, and I'm not really boasting about me, but when I travel by myself, really, internationally, you know, my luggage is left in Amsterdam, where I'm already in New Delhi, India. But then, you know, I went to God, he says, have a clock out at 2 a.m. Get to the airport, the REI India, plane, they all came out after 30 minutes with my luggages. And then they got me a taxi because that day we had to go to Kathmandu. So that's another airport, the domestic. But even at that, it takes about 30 minutes to get there. This is without traffic. So once I got there, I was so proud of myself because I was the first one in the group. And then Sangit, he texted me and he says, who are you with, and what happened to your luggage, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm by myself, but my father is with me, so he goes, LOL, LOL, why don't you go to this lounge, blah, blah, blah. So he suggested I went. Oh my God, what the best lounge. They had good breakfast food, fruits, you know, that type of thing. Very refreshing. And then the lounge chair can go back. So I slept for like, I think a couple hours. And then, when all the group came, I go, oh, so where were you guys? I was the first one here, like 6 o'clock in the morning. But, can you imagine? I checked out from the hotel and I got a taxi. I did not speak a word of Hindi. I said, airport, airport. So he drops me off, but that's where the departure, I kind of need arrivals. So thankfully, I saw some guards that spoke English. He said, take lift, go downstairs. REI is downstairs. So with the grace of God, man, even though there was limited language spoken, you know, God directed me, and that's the kind of God that we have. And so that brought more confidence, more boldness in walking with God, because, Father, I speak no Hindi, and I'm a woman here, and it's like, you know, dawn time, and blah, blah, blah. All these fears can creep up. But I was so confident, though, because I knew that I know that God was never going to leave me. And the virgin became a blessing. Just like, you know, these days, my testimonies about, you know, I got fired from a part-time job at Costco. But then now I'm receiving unemployment that is I'm making more money than what they paid me. Ha! Really? And then, you know, the increase of the Social Security for me and Mom. Wow. Thanks, Lord. I love you, bro. I know you kicked my butt on that one. But you just begin again. Like Sangit and Lawrence, just begin, okay? I know there was some hiccups, but don't say it's a hiccup. You just begin. So my Social Security, I get paid every fourth Wednesday of the month. Lawrence has set aside something, okay? Even if it's like $50 to start with. Well, I started a little bit more than that, but now it's increasing, and I told God, look, I made demands. This is just the beginning. I know I'm going to increase this more, this honoring first fruit, because there's so much benefit. I know it's talking about money, but when you know really the principle that's behind it, wow, man, God's just going to blow your socks off, as we say here. He's just gonna, like, multiply what was lost. Marie Carroll said, you know, yeah, God is just the multiplier. You just begin and you start again, restart, renew, restore, whatever it is you have to do, just begin. And boy, when you're in a role like that, don't stop even. Now my goal is, of course, I want to increase some more, not decrease or stop. Just keep going. And even increments of, say, a little bit more, a little bit more, I have a goal. And now, I mean, I really see, I've seen it many times over. I know it's like ABS or Tithe or Honor Your First Fruits. I have seen the results and the fruits. But then, you know, I stop a little bit, and then I got myself back there. And it's, wow, thank you, Laura. What an amazing thing. God is so good. You know, he sees your heart. He really sees your heart. I think Van said, yeah, set aside, he was talking about even 50 cents, a dollar, whatever, just give, you know, and because everything that we have comes from God, and that's the truth of it. And I look at it like, we're just passers by, right? One day Jesus Christ is going to come back, and all of this will be gone, whatever possessions that you have. If we had an address here on earth, it would be P.O. Box. I'm gone. You know, I'm waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that hope. And man, what a comfort. What a comfort, really. And some people don't even know this. So, you know what, God, bring it on. Put these people on my face so I could let them know also the benefits that we're getting. God says in Proverbs that each day he gives us all these benefits, and it's the benefits there is that we can have, okay? I mean, we may have some benefits now in this world, but you know what? God's benefit is everlasting. And we have that hope until one day Jesus Christ comes back. And then, boy, perfect bodies, really? No dieting? I can eat all I want? And I have to measure calories or how much sugar is in here. I can eat all I want and stay thin. Ha! It's beautiful, right? But, yeah, so glorify God. It's his gig, you know. This is the whole thing about being that believer and having testimonies, fresh ones, that is. Last week's are already gone, those testimonies. This week is God always refreshes. Give us brand new testimonies. How exciting is that? I'm like, I was just thinking, oh, what am I going to talk about? And then as I'm speaking, you know, the rhema words, things comes up. Oh, yeah, God has blessed you with this, all right? And I really want to acknowledge this because it may not be too big for you guys, but for me personally, it is huge. And always think in those terms, okay? God is huge. He's massive. He's brilliant. I mean, he will just blow you away with testimonies upon testimonies. I mean, the blessings that we get, you know, when I restarted again, I just began honoring my first fruits. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, I don't want to say, God, you can slow down, but I don't want to slow down. I want to keep increasing. This is my goal now. And as I do, I see the results. I see the fruit. God is just amazing, God. You know, he's not stingy or say, oh, yeah, Ethel, I'll just give you just a little bit. What did he promise? Again, he promised in the word 3 John 2. I wish above all, he did not say just a little bit or just sparingly. I wish above all that you prosper and be in health. See, that's the other thing. You know, like, I know you start honoring your first fruit. In every category of your life, there will be fruit. There will be, a blessing. Whether it's, yes, of course, financially, also health-wise, your relationship. I can't wait how God will work in this situation with my daughter Lauren, you know. Those thumbs up, I'm going to omit that out of her phone, I swear. I mean, why are you, like, so hard-hearted? But I'm not questioning it now because it just kind of sometimes breaks my heart. But God is bigger. I am just being still and know that he's God and he's working it out for the best. We are God's best. Because you know why? We are God's masterpieces, right? Ephesians 2:10, that's what he promised. We are masterpieces. And you know, because we're believers, we have that Christ in us. My goodness, let it radiate and let it shine. So when people see it in me, there's something about you, and I'm mumbling. Yeah, it's got Christ in me radiating. So let it shine. And don't let it be put out, because we have that identity, that Christ in us, so therefore utilize it, practice it, and let the world know from this darkness we are the lights of this world. So don't let the devil put it out, okay? So, oh, see, I thought I didn't have anything to share. Ha, ha, ha. But, those are the rhema words that just came out. And I tell you with such conviction, I am not going to budge. I'm going to be talking about God forever and ever, as long as I'm here in this earth. And I can let people know that them too can have the same benefits like we're getting every day, the same benefits. You know, I don't know, you guys remember Peter. He's always said that. And I always remember, God loads us with benefits every day. Wow. God bless you, bro, Peter. We'll see you in the return one day soon. And, yeah, that was sad that he did fell asleep. But, you know, again, he's a believer. We are going to see him again one day soon. Okay? the dead shall rise first, right? Just like my brother who dearly witnessed to me and my other brother as well, the dead shall rise first. What a comfort, you know. Yeah, the word of God is just so amazing. There's so many promises. Instead of taking the number one prescribed drug, the pill, which is temporary anyway, we just go to God. We look at the word, you know, practice what's in it. You have all the understanding and the knowledge, but when you practice it, it's where the word of God comes alive. So amazing. But anyway, yes, I'm continuing my Zoom every Wednesday. And like I asked Lawrence, you know, earlier about one of the laborers, and I had asked him to manifest yesterday, and he goes, well, I'm not operating that way. I'm like, what? What the heck you're coming to fellowship for, you know? But he comes on when I invite him. So I had to ask Lawrence, but he said the best things. Yeah, of course, it's what God would say. Just keep loving them, encouraging them, you know. And anyway, I gave it to God, like Lauren said. I gave it to God, like Laura said, about my daughter Lauren, okay? And the devil is just trying to get me down, and, well, he's under my feet. Under my butt, but however, he's just under. God is all and above. He is, well, we look to him for everything and anything. And, you know, it's easier said than done, or it's very simple statement. Just focus on that. That's the very key. Look to God. When I first went to India, I went with my ex-husband then. And we were at Sangat's house, and I saw on his wall that says, look to God. I think look to God only. And I went, huh. I didn't know that statement was going to follow me in all the days of my life. It's simple. It's easier said than done, maybe. But if you let God, you activate it, you allow him to let the Holy Spirit work with you, and you work with him. Activate him. Look to God is a very powerful statement. That's also your power, your authority, you know, when you say look to God. I know it's simple, it's very direct, but that's a lot of truth. That is a lot of truth. And the truth sets us free. So remember, God always loads you with benefits daily. I mean, he's the only one. How awesome is our God? You can say the world maybe gives you some benefit, but it's very sparing. God is everything. It's all of it. Yeah, so you exercise your power and your authority. You look to God. Do not budge. Don't go to the left, right, up, down, side, whatever. Do not, okay? Those are all fake. He just deceives you. It's all from the devil. But look to God. Focus one way. Just look to him. Very powerful stuff. So anyway, that's my encouragement. And I'm so glad we're a family. Because then it's just amazing how we can encourage and inspire each other. And I can't wait. I can't wait till Thursdays, you know, because we have the Zoom. I can't also wait till on Wednesdays because I have my Zoom. And Lauren says, even though I'm by myself, I know I'm with God. I'll speak. I will speak. I can send it to Lauren and he can post it on the website there, his website. And then, you know, you're still laboring for God. No matter you're alone, you have two people in the Zoom or whatever, you just continue. Okay, and as a minister now, a laborer, I said, God, what is this about, you know, and he reveals it to me very sweetly. I know, child, you're by yourself, but don't budge. Don't, you just keep going. Stay focused. Keep looking to me. And then, you know, like I said to Lawrence a while ago, I see all these squares, you know, on the computer for the Zoom. I have that goal too. One day, it's like Hollywood Squares. I don't know if you guys remember that show years ago, and I'll have all kinds of squares in my computer screen. Ha ha ha. Yeah. So, you know, God is fun also. Let him. Let him tickle you because he tickles me all the time. You know, I always picture myself sitting on his lap, reaching in the cookie jar, and he tells me how much he loves me and that, you know, our job is just to be his mouthpiece and be that representative for him. The rest comes from the Father. He's the heart nudger and the heart changer. I know I mention this all the time. So we go to him and we look to him. I love you guys. Have a blessed week, okay?
Love you too, Ethel. Great care. That's right, God is actually with us, whatever the score is, and we just keep moving forward. And yeah, it's great when you mention Peter, God rest his soul, and we get to see him. And so we can celebrate his life. We don't sorrow as others sorrow. And he was a great man, and God was working in his life. So we just have to just walk, you know, wisely, circumspectly, with our eyes open, keeping hearts tender, keeping mind focused on God, like you said. Great encouragement. Wonderful, Ethel. Very good. So bless your hearts, sweetheart. Bambi, are you ready to share?
Hello?
Hello, Bambi!
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Thank you, Bambi. God bless you.
God bless you, Lauren. God bless you guys. I just ran in from the garden. I had to grab some tomatoes because it's that time of year. So, yeah. Yeah. So, thank you, Ethel, for that sharing. I know that I was thinking about Peter the other day. And actually, I think about him quite frequently. He was just such a sweet, such a sweet, kind heart. And, yeah, missed very much. But, you know, we just keep going forward because we know we're going to see him at the return along with all the other beloved brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before us, many of them who we never got to meet. You know, we're going to get to see Paul. We're going to get to see Peter. We're going to get to see these folks. It's going to be a good time. I think we're going to find that we have a lot of fun here in this fellowship, and we have a sense of humor. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with a lot of people that have humor that is similar to ours, because we are God's flavor. Not savor, his flavor. So, yeah, and I know that God has a sense of humor. It is very evident in my own life. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I am listening to you all and packing. I am getting ready to go on a trip. I am very excited. I discovered that, I would say not far from my house, but it actually is not close to my house. It's about 7 hours away, but when I found it, I was like, ah! This is the world's largest cuckoo clock. They have this little Swiss area of people that apparently moved here from Switzerland, and the little town looks like Switzerland. It's in Ohio, and they have a little shop that sells cheeses from Switzerland, or Swiss sort of made cheeses, Swiss style cheeses, and Swiss style wines, and they've got a Swiss museum, and they've got Swiss murals of the Alps, and they have the world's largest operating cuckoo clock that goes off every half hour on the hour, and I just thought, what a fun road trip. So I'm going to get up in the morning and do CrossFit, and then come home, take a shower, and go head out and see that, and then I'll head down to Kentucky for a little bit as well, and then head back to Pennsylvania. But, you know, just those fun moments of living when you find something that's kind of silly, or you get yourself on a mission. Like when we were in South Carolina and I was on the mission to discover the shark's tooth. I'm going to be on a mission to see this world's largest cuckoo clock. I want to see this cuckoo clock and see it go off, and I'll send you some video of it. But yeah, I'm blessed, and I've just really have been today focusing on thanking God and being thankful. One of the things that I thought of this morning, just statistically in the world, if you look at the odds of us even being born, the odds of if any of you even existing, if you look that up on the internet, it's phenomenal. Because if any one of the people who came before you and your ancestral line had been taken out by the adversary,
you would not be here. And so statistically, it's completely improbable. And it's astonishing to think that it's not an accident. It's just not. It's not an accident. You know, when we look at the Bible, that just confounds me. I just think about, wow, you know, there's certain things, like certain numbers mean certain things in the Bible. You have this book that was compiled, that was written by different people in different times. You have prophets that they had the Spirit of the Lord on them. You have us now where we have the Holy Spirit in us. And it all aligns, and it all works together, and it's just sort of this foundational guide, and we know that we don't even have to use that. We don't have to cling to it. We know that it's true. I know we all love it, but we also know that we can speak by the Spirit, and that we have this great ability now that's within us, both to do and to will of His good pleasure. Like, this is fantastic. And so just being full of gratitude today, and thinking about all the things that go on every single day in my life that I don't even have to think of, I don't have to take care of, you know? My cells and my organs and all of the parts of my body function and operate the way that God intended, and I don't have to think about it. I don't have to sit here and think about lungs. Now you breathe and you parse out the oxygen and you take out the carbon, is it monoxide or dioxide? You know, I'm not a scientist. I don't have to think about, oh gosh, you know, red blood cells, you better get back through that heart and do that loop-to-loop again, and impurities, you better get cleaned out by that liver. No. Like, it all just works. I just get to run around and do my stuff. And I have the privilege of speaking in tongues and being on that higher plane, that higher frequency. And so, yeah, this morning I woke up and I was driving to CrossFit and I just started speaking in tongues. And I just, you know, I got there and this workout was incredibly intense and it was really hard and there were weights and I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I had to try to bench press weights, which is not something I've really done before, and I'm not particularly strong, but I have this new phrase I say to myself, I am an elite athlete. I'm going to do it. They're like, get on this bike and burn 11 calories in 1 minute. Well, that's actually really hard to do, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm doing it. And I was really blessed. I went in the other day, and one of the head trainers said to me that they were talking about me the other day because they were really impressed my determination and the progress I've made. And if any of you know me, I excel at being a couch potato. So this has just been really fun, and it's been really fun because it was one of the things that I did to start was to live unto God. You know, I try to eat healthy. I'm not religious about it. You know, I will have a candy bar or eat fast food if the occasion presents itself. But generally speaking, I try to eat homegrown, homemade food and eat healthy things, good oils, good fats, lots of fruits and veg, all that good stuff. But exercise was just not my thing. You know, I try to make myself go out for a walk every day, but it would be too hot or too cold or raining, or, you know, I always have a good reason not to go exercise. And so I didn't just start exercising. I joined an intense program that, like, former military people used to keep in shape. So it's been really fun that I got some goals, and I just go in and remember every single day that I am not doing it for myself, but I am doing it unto God, because it's part of my responsibility to take care of myself. The body is a temple, and it just really blessed me when somebody who was there, who had seen me come in and has seen what I've been doing and how I started off, you know, I started off actually lifting PVC piping because I could not even lift the bar, and I bench pressed today 8.5 pounds on each side of the bell. I don't know if that means it was 17 pounds or if it was 8.5 pounds. I don't know how you do that math, but that was up from a PVC piping, and that's then with the determination that I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it under God. And someone saw me and said, hey, we're really impressed, like the trainers, and these are actually competitive athletes, really impressed with the progress you've made. So that determination that we do unto God, everything we do unto God, is evidenced by other people. They may not recognize it, you know, why we're doing it, but every single thing we do it well, and we do it excellently because we do it for Him. And I just, you know, I've not been perfect with this living unto God, but it's been a great challenge, and I think a challenge is good because it keeps us from getting too comfortable. It keeps us growing. It keeps us from sitting in place because we risk stagnation if we're not growing. We need to be able to constantly grow because we have to be ready for God and everything that He is sending to us. And if we want to be able to receive all the things He has for us, we must be fully prepared in all aspects. And He is going to prepare us, and He puts in our hearts the areas of our lives we need to improve. the things in our life we need to let go of, maybe the new opportunities we need to bring in. And as he does that, and as we accept those challenges, and as we move forward, we just start to see, you know, you can look back on parts of your life. I know I absolutely can. And I'm not the same person I was at different points at all. And so I really appreciate all of you. I love you very much. I appreciate this fellowship and just this opportunity to fellowship with you all and do things even the way we do it. This is not church. We don't sit down and get a sermon. You know, we actively participate. And we are just ready. We're ready to share that word of encouragement with any person that comes up to us at any moment. And we also know that we don't have to have anything prepared. We don't have to go out with our elevator speech about why we believe in God. We don't have to have tracts in our back pocket. We have the Holy Spirit. And so when it comes time, God gives us that inspiration and we just move forward. We open our mouth and he fills it with the words that that person needs to hear. And, you know, we can help that person by manifesting healing in their body. We can help that person with the encouragement they need. And just knowing that we are God's. And like I started off with saying, the odds of you being here, as far as the world is concerned, statistically, it's impossible. Just look at it. Look it up online. What are the chances of you actually existing? What are the chances of you existing right now in this time, in this place, with the knowledge that you have? Someone said it earlier, on the front lines. And that's right. You are on the front line. We are all on the front line. We are armed and equipped with God's Holy Spirit, and he is preparing us for great things. So just, you know, get ready. Like Ethel said, he recharges us every day. Get ready for all the things that are coming in your day. And don't get down on yourself at all for anything. Even if you really royally blew it, do not get down on yourself. Correct it, but don't get down on yourself, because that is a trick of the adversary. So anyway, I love you guys very much. I want to keep packing, because I'm going to go see the world's biggest cuckoo clock.
You're funny, man. That's a really great sharing, by the way, as well. And, you know, really, again, like, God has been preparing us, you know. If you think of my beginning, it wasn't very good. And I shouldn't have been here. My mum had nearly lost me 3 times. And but I still managed to make it through by the grace of God. And I didn't even know nothing about it. And I'm here. So the journey's been a rough one, but it's been a good one and a great time of learning, strengthening and conditioning, where you get to the point where you just let things run off your back. You know, you just don't get so much moved and hurt and concerned about certain things that would bother you before, where the devil would try and work you over an area. You just become so strong in those areas that you let nothing bother you no more. My biggest thing was people, what they thought about me, and, you know, pointing out my mistakes to me all the time. But I don't give 2 shits. That what you see is what you get, and that's it. Because it's from a pure heart, and that's the difference, because I do actually care. And, you know, my heart is to encourage God's people and to do exactly what God wants me to do. And I can only do that according to my understanding, same as you guys as well. You know, and God is working, and we have got great things to do, and we all complement one another in this body of Christ and in this fellowship, and we just keep moving forward no matter what's going on. And like you said, Bambi, if you need to correct yourself, direct yourself, whatever it is you got to do, just stay with God, keep your heart tender. That's the key. Not let it get hard, because it can be, because of everything that goes on in this world, you know, it can become hard if we focus on those things, like Jesus said, because of offense or iniquity in the last days, because of the offense, the love of the many will wax cold. And we know that love is agape, referring to the believers. The love of the believer will wax cold because of iniquity shall abound. And iniquity is basically offense. So we get offended. And we can really become cold through that and taken out. So it's like we have to, you know, be not ignorant of, we don't focus on Satan, he's defeated, but we're not ignorant of how he moves. And, you know, but we are more focused on who we are, and we walk with wisdom and we walk with humility. That's the big key, is to keep your heart humble and before God, you know, so that you can serve and he can work in you more freely than he could have. He's got to really work with you, you know, to get you to even focus on him. So anyway, we don't know it all, but we together as a body of believers can know quite a lot. and their safety in a multitude of counselors, as well as our individual walks with God. I'm not too sure if ML would like to share. If you do, just open your mic and start sharing, ML, and I'll be quiet. I don't think Paran or the other Apsara is able to share. Dylan's not able to share. Mary's not able to share. So if no one interrupts me from now, we just have a word of prayer and manifestations, and we'll close out. So, all right. So I would leave. Who would like to pray? Anyone would like to pray? And do your mic and pray?
Sure, I will.
Go on, Pat.
Well, Father God, first off, I want to thank you for your love, your kindness, your grace. I thank you for what a amazing group of people we got here. I thank you that we're all part of the body of Christ. That there's obviously a larger part, but we're currently in this little box right now. I mean that in a good way. Thank you for the joy that we can have. I thank you that we can look to you and look to you only. I thank you for the growth, learning every day. No condemnation. Continue to move forward. Continue to look at all the things that you're going to do for us, and you continually do for us the things we don't even know that you do. I thank you for the blessings and for growth. I thank you for understanding, for knowledge, and to put that into effect. I thank you for laborers coming our way. I thank you for us sharing the gospel of your Son, who we are, Christ Jesus. Tell them about them and help people grow in the knowledge of you. So I thank you for all that. I thank you for just a great manifestations that are specifically for us.
You're on mute, fine, if you were still praying. I don't know if you finished.
Yeah, I finished. Amen.
Okay, right. So who would like to manifest? Someone just unmute your mic and speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy. If you'd like to unmute your mic and do that, please. Whoever.
Be at peace, my children, for I'm a God of peace. Look to me with boldness and confidence. Do not doubt, do not hesitate, or go to this world because it offers you nothing, but I offer you everything. I am the truth and life. So come to me. Exercise your power and your authority. Tell people about me, because there's so many of them that's hurting out there. But you are my child. You shine that light. You radiate that Christ in you. For that is where the power and the authority is. So be at peace again, my children. I am your God. Your God is able. Your God is willing. And your God who is faithful.
Amen. And ML, would you like to manifest, please?
All right, I got unmuted. Finally, there is no fear in love. You need to know that what you say is very powerful, and it will come to pass. So speak my word only. Show people my love with my word, because my word is love, because that's what I am. And, It will set them free, and when people get set free, please remember to thank me and glorify me, because I deserve all your praise. By me, you have your being, and that's a lot to be very thankful for, my children.
Amen. Bambi, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy?
Yes. My children, walk with me every day. I know the way that you will walk, and so look unto me, and I will direct your path. I am always with you, and I guide you. I hold your hand. So look unto me, and just follow the direction where I show you.
Amen to that. And who would like to close us out with a word of prayer and thank God for the manifestations?
I will.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for those wonderful words. Thank you, Father, for how we can go to you. Be so grateful to you, God. And know that you're there for us in every situation that we're in, and that we can just walk and talk with you and knowing that you back up your word. Thank you, Father, for a good night tonight for everyone. Good night's sleep. Those who are ready to go to bed. Father, be with them and give them the strength they need for during the night so that they wake up tomorrow morning and can start a great day tomorrow. Thank you, Father, for your continued love for us all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
And Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful Zoom fellowship. Thank you, Father, that we're all back together. Thank you for the beginning of this month of September. Thank you for it being a strong, powerful, blessed month, Father, of strength and energy and faith building and heart building, Father. Thank you for being with each and every one of us as we do our different things daily with you and as you're with us and working in us. Thank you for adding to the body of Christ as well, Father. We desire those labors. Send the labors, Father. Bring the ones that are really desiring, the new, fresh people, along with the ones here that are moving with you, strengthening us, Father, and helping us in different areas and situations, Father. Thank you that you are so faithful on every level, no matter what's going on, no matter where it is, no matter what it is, you are there to see in order to provide so that we can move with you. Thank you for touching and ministering to each heart individually. Thank you for every individual need being met, Father. Thank you for us being in a place to receive that need to be met. Thank you for humbling us and keeping us meek, Father, so that we can receive your vision and direction and revelation, the things that you want to show us, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you go before us and prepare our way for whatever it is you're leading us into. But we know that there is great before ordained works because, Father, you don't mess around, Father, that you've already called us and you know what we're going to do. And I thank you for leading us into that and that we recognize it and begin to see it more bigger as the day approaches. Thank you for the people that made it on tonight. I thank you for each heart being tremendously tender and blessed, Father. And I thank you for the ones that couldn't make it tonight, that you'll bless them and be with them, protect them. Thank you for the up-and-coming fellowship next week. And I thank you that we can all decide together when we're going to do the leaders meeting, Father, this month. And I thank you for the up-and-coming things, for the travels to India, Nepal, Father, this year or next year, that you just direct that perfectly. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.